Friday friends are getting psyched for Friday night. Take it away, boys. Let the football fly.
It is Friday afternoon in the capital city on the last high school football day of the season. Good evening. Chris Miller along with Gene Knight for the 3A state championship. It's the Dillon Wildcats 12-0 on the season against the Chester Cyclones 14-0 on the season. My name is Chris Miller. He is Gene Knight. Gene, this is a matchup of two teams that are very similar, but two teams on the opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to success lately. Chester comes in their first state championship berth in 10 seasons, playing for a potential first state championship in 55 years. Dillon, this is an old hat. Their seventh consecutive appearance in this game.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about it in the pregame. This is sort of a normal occurrence for Dillon as they prepare for state championships. For Chester, it's sort of a non-normal situation, but with the coach the caliber of Victor Floyd, I think this is something that the Chester Cyclone fans and the teams are going to be used to, because he is a great coach and he's done a great job to get his Cyclones here. Again, Jackie Hayes and the Dillon Wildcats, they just play defense, and as the old saying goes, defense wins championships.
Dillon allows only 1,400 yards on the season. That's an average of about 130 yards a game. When you break down, they've played 12 games of the season. Two of the games they missed due to the hurricane, as Dillon was hit very hard by Hurricane Florence when it came through. The first game that we saw, the 4A state championship, just wrapping up, Gene, and we saw a big upset. We saw the Myrtle Beach Seahawks getting a 37-21 win over Greer, and Myrtle Beach outscores Greer in the second half 27-7 to win this football game.
Absolutely. It was a tremendous performance by the Seahawks. They were down as they were going towards the half and just came out, like you said, and exploded in the second half for a lot of points. They made turnovers happen and got points out of turnovers, and that's the key. And that's some keys that you're going to see in any kind of high school game. When you get turnovers, you get points, and that's what we'll have to watch for in our game with Dillon and Chester.
Yeah, we're about 30 minutes away from kickoff. Going to be a delayed kickoff. You're listening and saying, okay, hey, should be kickoff. Not going to happen with the 4A game just ending. Probably going to kick it off somewhere around 4:30. So we'll be entertaining you here, telling you about all the activities going on and really discussing these two teams and what you can see from the Dillon Wildcats. Again, they're looking for their sixth state championship in the last seven seasons. And if not for a heartbreaker 2 years ago, we could be talking about seven consecutive state championship wins potentially for Dillon, which would be a state record. State record's four. They would be one for their seventh, so they'd have beat that state record a couple years ago.
Again, you got to look at what Jackie Hayes has done in the town of Dillon with his feeder programs. I mean, just consistently year in and year out, these Dillon football teams are in the playoffs. And from the time of, you know, dawn of time, 2A, now 3A. And a lot of times, you know, Chris, when you see teams move from one classification to the other, you see a little bit of letdown. No letdown in Dillon Wildcats.
Bringing our third member of the broadcast team, Brown Simpson. He'll be on the sideline. Brownie, what's it like on the field after that big win by the Seahawks?
I tell you what, the Myrtle Beach fans are excited about that big win. It was, you could say, an upset. A lot of folks here on the sideline, Chris. Coach Will Muschamp of the South Carolina Gamecocks is about 10 yards away, talking to some different folks on the sidelines. Chester's out warming up right now. We're waiting on the Dillon Wildcats to come out from their locker room, but it ought to be a great afternoon of high school football. We'll have a couple special guests coming up shortly.
Brown, what's the feeling like on the field? The temperature, I know on our way down earlier we saw some light showers, but it looks like everything's cleared up and can have a great afternoon of high school football.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's cool, but it's great weather for high school football. The rain has stopped, a little bit overcast here, but I think it's perfect weather for high school football. It should be a great 3A state championship football game.
Of course, we'll be checking in with Brown Simpson throughout the day. He's sitting down on that sideline, be perusing that Dillon and Chester sideline. Of course, if you're listening to us, 107.1, we're on in the York County, Chester County, Lancaster County area, Chesterfield, Dillon County. You can find us on 107.3. And also, if you want to find us in stadium, 101.7 is our frequency. You can listen in stadium. And then another way you can reach us, if you're interested in looking at the in-studio view. Yeah, that's right, in-studio view. Just go to Facebook, the WRHI Facebook Live, and you can see our smiling mugs there. That's the in-broadcast booth view. We had a couple guests join us. Our own Mario Washington and Deshaun Littlejohn have decided to stop by and share their insight on this game. Hey, it's going to be a good one. It's the 3A State Championship. Dylan and Chester will kick it off in about 30 minutes. This is the 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network.
You're traveling on Interstate 107, WRHM Lancaster Rock Hill, and WVSZ Chesterfield Pageland.
An OTS media station.
This is Buffy with Tom's Body Shop. Having a wreck is never fun. Tom's Body Shop will handle filing your insurance claim and even help secure a rental car for you. Tom's is a direct repair facility for most insurance companies, but if not, we can still assist you with repairing your car. 324-3455.
Your perfect match. Perhaps it's a love seat or a plush mattress. Or maybe it's a shiny oak table. Hi, I'm Jeff Hart at York Badcock, and I bet you I have your perfect match. With great values, hometown service, easy financing, Badcock will help you out. And for credits you can actually get, we make it easy. Stop by or give us a call at 803-628-0911. Isn't it time you find your perfect match?
Why join the Y?
For strong, confident kids.
For connected, healthy families.
For a sense of belonging.
And for a brighter future.
Now with 14 area locations to serve you and more on the way.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality, heating, and air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
The 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network. Chris Miller, G9, Brown Simpson on the sideline. Gene, let's talk about the Cyclones football team. Back at the beginning of the year, everyone, I think all us media people sat down and we said, okay, probably going to be Dylan again, probably going to be Chapman again. These teams have played the last couple seasons, expected it again. And then this Chester team started winning a couple games. Some eyes maybe opened when they got that big win over Rock Hill. Rock Hill was coming off a huge win against South Point, first time they beat the Stallions in nearly a decade. And then Chester comes out, and I don't want to say out of nowhere because the Cyclones believe they can win that football game, but I think that surprised a lot of people when they beat Rock Hill, and they beat them in a physical way. They used their big offensive linemen, their big running game, and they were for real. And since then, they've just continued on that winning streak, won 9 more games in a row to get to this point, 14-0, playing for a state championship.
Well, it was the first time that Chester had beaten Rock Hill in 27 years, so that should have been a, you know, just like a sign from the edges of the universe that Chester was going to be a very good football team. I did that game. I saw that game. I saw the Chester offense. Their offensive line is huge. They spread you out from hash mark to hash mark. They're so wide they use almost 3-foot splits, and they spread you out, find a good option, and then run the ball. And then they've got a freshman quarterback, 6'4", 210-pound young man who has grown up very quickly. I mean, he's more than a freshman anymore. He is certainly a second semester sophomore right now, Zan Dunham, and he is a good football player. So Dylan is really going to have to bring the defensive heat. They're going to have to find some ways, I think, to confuse Chester and get some stops. But Dylan's really good with their defense, a 50 style defense. They can get in the gaps and disrupt things.
And we talk a lot about the defense of Dylan, but Chester's defense has been pretty good in their own right. You look at what they've done in the playoffs, 47-0 over Liberty, 39-15 over Broome, 48-20 over Southside, then 21-14 over Union County. And you can kind of throw away a couple touchdowns at Southside game because those were scored against backups. Their defense has really stepped it up. They played well all season long, but taken up to a second level here in the playoffs.
They sure did. And last week, I think, against Union County was really when their defense had to step up, and they did. It was horrible conditions in Union County. They were on the road. Defense made the plays they needed to make against a very good Union County team to get here to the state championship.
The Dylan Wildcats come in 12-0, and if you're listening and you're new to maybe high school football, you're saying, well, how come Chester played 14 and Dylan played 12? Well, Dylan, we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, had 2 games they missed due to Hurricane Florence. They were non-region games, so decided not to make them up, which is what, you know, a lot of teams do in that situation. So they sit at 12-0, but they've only given up in 12 games 1,423 yards of offense. It's about 130 yards a game. That's unbelievable because, again, Some of those yards are being picked up against backups. And you look at their scores in the playoffs. Dylan, 55-0 over Richland-Hardeeville. 43-6 over Swansea. 38-2 over May River. Their closest game, those points scored against them, was Wade Hampton last week, 18-13. But as you and I discussed prior to coming on air, that's because Wade Hampton runs a double wing T offense, which is nearly impossible to prepare for.
Yeah, in a week's time. You got to work on it all year long, and you just don't know who you're going to get in the playoffs. And when you get to the playoffs, you get to that level of the playoffs, the semifinals in the lower state, you're going to play a good football team. We've talked a lot about Dillon's defense, but let's talk a little bit about Dillon's offense. For the Chester defense, it's going to be finding Nemo. Yeah. I'm talking about the tailback, Nemo Squire. He is a heck of a good athlete. You got a great quarterback in Jatel Lester, and then he's got some good wide receivers. Number 13, Justin Green is a wide receiver and also plays safety. And then you got number one, Corian Wright. He is the straw that stirs the drink. This young man plays wide receiver. He plays tailback in a true Wildcat formation, and he also can just come in and play slot receiver, and then on defense he's a safety. So Corian Wright is a factor that the Chester Cyclones are going to have to deal with today.
Also been known to drive the bus when needed. Corian Wright, a key player to this team. Defensively for the Dillon Wildcats, it starts and ends with the Wake Forest commit Shamar McCullum headed to the Shrine Bowl, the lone Shrine Bowl selection from Dillon. And this is a guy, you look at him, if you're Chester, you look out there and say, okay, well, I'm not sure, this guy's not the biggest guy in the world, but he is quick. And he can knife through some of these bigger offensive linemen for Chester and can cause havoc. And that's Dillon's, what they play with. It's a speed. They have a speed that is unmatched at the 3A level. And I don't think Chester's had an opportunity to experience what they're going to see taking on this Dillon speed on defense.
Yeah, Shamar McCullum with 41 tackles on the season. As you mentioned, he's a Shrine Bowler, and he's committed to the University of Wake Forest University. Also, you got to look at middle linebacker Dre Thompson. He's got 32 tackles on the season, as well as Jadarius McDaniel at linebacker, 25 tackles for him. And then one of the corners, I mean, Tyree Porter, number three, has 27 tackles. That means that young man is coming to the ball. So, and that's what you see with this Dillon defense. You see four and five guys to the football a lot all night long, and that's a very, very good deal. Also, we don't want to forget about number 25, who we met the other day at the press conference, Shakai Jeanty. I mean, 27 tackles on the season. He plays defensive tackle, and he is in the backfield just about as quickly as the ball is snapped. So good guys up front for the Dillon defense as well. Is in the secondary and his linebacker course.
Trophy just presented to the Myrtle Beach Seahawks. State champions at the 4A level. We're going to talk about this game when we return. You're listening to the 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network.
How about those Dillon Wildcats? The city of Dillon congratulates our Wildcats on another great season. All of us at the city are extremely proud of your accomplishments and look forward to celebrating another state championship. Go Dillon Wildcats! Founders Federal Credit Union is rewarding loyal members again this year. On December 1st, select Founders members could receive a loyalty bonus. Visit RelaxLoyaltyPays.com to estimate what your payout could be on December 1st and view more information on program qualifications and restrictions. Be sure to log into Founders Online on December 1st to see if you have received a loyalty bonus. Not a member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
No worries. That's what Todd Andrews says you'll have when you buy a metal roof from Classic Metals in Richburg.
When you buy your metal roof at Classic Metals, you have no worries about what you're getting, and the quality is top-notch.
Details online at ClassicMetalInc.com.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract, 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
The 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network. Chris Miller, Gene Knight. We're 25 minutes away from kickoff. A delayed kickoff. Again, we'll kick off right around 4:37 officially will be the time. And we're delayed because we just saw the end of the Myrtle Beach versus Greer 4A State Championship. Gene, at the beginning of the season, a lot of people put in a rematch for the third consecutive year of South Point and Hartsville. But Greer and Myrtle Beach had other plans. Myrtle Beach knocking off Hartsville last week to get here. Of course, Greer beat Daniel, who had beaten South Point 2 weeks prior.
Yeah, I know a couple of guys who penciled in South Point and Hartsville, too.
And they're sitting in this booth, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Greer, we all thought Greer was a favorite coming in, like you said, with the victory that Hartsville had over Myrtle Beach in the regular season. Everybody just said, okay, this is a rematch. But it's tough to beat a team twice, a good team twice. We heard that from one of the athletes the other day. And Myrtle Beach has turned into a very good football team here late in the season.
And you look at what happened in this game. 14-10, Greer led at the break. And you and I both thought, hey, man, Greer's going to win this one going away. But Luke Doty, the South Carolina commit, only a junior, came blitzing back in the second half to lead his team to a victory. 37-21 was the final. And you look at Doty's final stats. You look at how he did for the game. Luke Doty was 24 of 35, 244 yards and two touchdowns, and also running the football, had 77 yards on the ground. So over 300 yards of offense, junior signal caller. This is a guy that's going to be part of Will Muschamp's staff. Bo Holinsky, of course, the big commit, the number two overall quarterback in the class of 2019. He's enrolling in January here. Luke Doty's going to be right behind him. I think after we saw to Doty and knowing with Holinsky, the South Carolina quarterback position, they're going to have some good competition for the next few years, especially if we saw from Doty today.
Absolutely, and I think the whole Myrtle Beach team came out in the second half and just had a little more attitude, a little more swagger, if you will, as they started the second half, and it was kind of like the air just went out of the balloon for Greer. They got a touchdown right at the beginning, right at the end of the third quarter, right before the start of the fourth quarter, and you thought, okay, well, Greer's coming back a little bit now, but in the fourth quarter, Myrtle Beach just shifted into a whole nother gear, and Greer could not keep up.
And so the Myrtle Beach Seahawks with a victory as they win the state championship, the 4A state championship. And that means a new 4A state champion this year. South Point had won it for the last four seasons, so a new 4A state championship crown. Could we see a new one in 3A? Dillon is the defending champs at the 3A level. The Chester Cyclones will try to end their run today. Of course, we'll have that broadcast coming your way in about 22 minutes away from kickoff between the Dillon Wildcats and the Chester Cyclones. Gene, let's switch gears tonight. You have the T.L. Hanna Yellow Jackets sitting at 14-0 on the season, and the Dutch Fork Silver Foxes, they are 13-0. And we had an opportunity earlier this week to go down to the press conference, always a great event down at the South Carolina High School League office, where you get an opportunity to meet some of the players from all the teams. And we really had a great conversation with two guys, specifically from Hanna, Zach Pickens, the number one overall recruit in the state of South Carolina. We could see why. He's a big human being, 6'6", 285 pounds.
Yeah, and he's a very lithe 6'6", 285 pounds. I mean, we come from an environment where we saw Jadavion Clowney as a 17-, 18-year-old young man who everybody knows how all-world he is. I think Zach is probably the next clone in that line of players coming out of the state of South Carolina with that large frame and the speed and quickness.
And T.O. Hanna uses him everywhere they can. He's a defensive end. That's what he's committed to South Carolina, to play defensive end. But he can run the football real well, over 650 yards rushing. And they don't just hand it to him in goal line situations. He's a guy who has three or four runs of over 70 yards on the season.
Yeah, he is quite a load. And, you know, we joke about it, the old saying, you know, when you see somebody that size coming at you, you start making life decisions on the football field. So, it's going to be a tremendous football game, just as this, I believe, this Chester, you know, Dillon game is going to be a very good football team. Just at the 3A level, Chris, I think what you get sometimes is a lot of players that are football players, and we'll talk more about that in just a few moments.
Brown Simpson on the sideline. He's got South Carolina High School League Commissioner Jerome Singleton.
I sure do, Chris. I got Commissioner Singleton with us. Jerome, first game was a great one. I think the next two ought to be great also, too.
Oh, no doubt. I was so pleased with the turnout by the fans and the community being a part of it. And both teams are actually winners. Just so happened that one had more points than the other at the very end. But this is a great night for football. And then to start it on Fridays and not have a Saturday and all our games on Friday this year, I think we're going to still have a great experience.
I think you will, too. And I know it was a tough decision to move this one to today, but you had to look at the weather, especially all across the state, especially in the upstate with what's coming.
truly, you know, we think safety first before we begin anything. Not just the safety of the players, but also the fans that will travel and come to these contests. And we knew that tomorrow was going to really be a challenge. So the decision when we sat down and talked to the staff and actually talked with the president of the executive committee, and we had a long discussion, and we wanted to make sure that we make the decision early enough so the adjustments can be made. I can't say enough how much I appreciate the University of South Carolina for working with us, because their plans was to have it Saturday. And for them to make a quick turnaround and get us to do it on Friday, I mean, that's unquestionably one of the best things that could happen.
Jerome, you and your staff do an outstanding job, and I think on behalf of everybody involved with high school athletics, we want to say thank you for everything you guys do. It's not an easy job, but you do a great job of what you do on a daily basis.
Well, thank you. And I don't ever want to miss the opportunity to thank our media for what they do as far as promoting our kids, because this is an educational experience. And you guys get out there and y'all try to get them in the limelight as much and all the possible things that they can. You know, I really appreciate that.
Chris, back to you. High School League Commissioner Jerome Singleton.
And, Eugene, that's something you hear from the commissioner talking about that. This game was supposed to be played tomorrow. It was supposed to be a 3 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. 12 o'clock the first game, then 6:30 the third game. But the high school league, they caught a lot of flack this week. I saw specifically on social media some other folks that were saying, I can't believe you make this move. But you and Brown were talking about this on the way down, and we really didn't see any other direction they could have gone.
Yeah, if you delay it a week, you get into the North-South game.
And the Shrine Bowl.
And the Shrine Bowl and that kind of thing, and you really throw things into a tizzy. So I think it's a great – I mean, normally teams play on Friday. I understand, you know, for the Greer and for the Myrtle Beach folks, playing at 1 o'clock was kind of tough, and people probably had to make some decisions about work and those kind of things. But I think they made the decision early enough, Chris. I think that's the key. They made the decision earlier in the week, stuck with it, and went with it. And, sure, I think it's going to hurt some of their gait a little bit, but tonight – with that big game between T.L. Hanna and Dutch Fork, you're going to have a lot of people here as well as they're coming in.
And one of the things to take note of, too, is they made the decision early enough. You heard Commissioner Singleton say that. It's not like in the regular season sometimes where you can make a call on Wednesday, hurry a team up, maybe on Thursday, come up, play early. This is the state championship. And for a team like Dillon, they're used to it. They understand the situation. But for a team like Chester, this is something new. For a team like Greer, this is something new. For T.L. Hanna, this is something new. You know, again, Dutch Fork, Dillon, Myrtle Beach, maybe to an extent kind of used to this, the coaching staff, that is. But you don't want to throw something on them the last second. So they made the decision, and with the weather that's expected to come in specifically, that's where I want to go with this. People were saying, I can't believe it, it's only going to be rain. But think for those T.L. Hanna fans and players, tomorrow, if they had to play that game tomorrow night, 6:30 scheduled kickoff, probably wouldn't kick off to around 8, because as we see here, the first game is going to cause the second game to run 40 minutes after scheduled time. So game, say, doesn't kick off till 8. They don't end it till 11. They don't get on the road until, gosh, about, what would that be, about 11:30, 12 o'clock. So they're driving into the heart of a snowstorm that's going to be hitting the Anderson area right around midnight, and it would have been not a good experience.
Absolutely, and like Jerome said, safety first for also not only the teams but the fans as well. The other side of that coin is you could not have, I don't think you could have a turf field that could take the pounding of three teams playing on it in a rainstorm or heavy, you know, downpours, those kind of things. By the time those teams began, the last game started, it would just be a mud bath. And that's not fair to the players. The players want to be able, everybody wants to play on a good field. And today we've got a great day. It's overcast, not too hot, not too cold. And it's a beautiful, beautiful afternoon for football and evening as well.
It is football weather in the capital city. We're at Williams-Brice Stadium, Columbia, South Carolina. If you're on your way down, plenty of seating on both sides. The Dillon faithful starting to roll in. The Chester faithful is here. No doubt about that. Looking across the way, I think the entire town of Chester is in attendance right now for this matchup between the Cyclones and the Wildcats. That game will be coming your way in 15 minutes. Kickoff of the 3A state championship comes your way on the OTS Sports Network.
Hi, this is Randy Ligon of Ligon Realty and Auction Company, wishing the Cyclones much success in tonight's state high school football championship game. For details on our real estate, jewelry, and equipment auctions, go online to theligoncompany.com. Gotta go.
Hey, Rock Hill, we're James River Equipment, your local John Deere dealership. We're here and we're dedicated to supporting you with customer service you won't find anywhere else. We have a full line of John Deere equipment from residential to large ag and everything in between. Plus, we offer free delivery on compact utility tractors and a 10-year warranty with yearly service. Come find us at 380 North Anderson Road, just 1 mile north of York Tech. Request a quote today at jamesriverequipment.com.
This is Buffy with Tom's Body Shop. Having a wreck is never fun. Tom's Body Shop will handle filing your insurance claim and even help secure a rental car for you. Tom's is a direct repair facility for most insurance companies, but if not, we can still assist you with repairing your car. 324-3455.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
The 3A State Championship here on the OTS Sports Network. Chris Miller, Gene Knight, Brown Simpson on the sideline. Appreciate you listening in today on Interstate 107.1, 107.3, or you can check the WRHI Facebook page as we are broadcasting the in-studio or in-broadcast booth view, so you can get a picture of myself and Gene every now and then. If we stand up, give you a thumbs up. And reach out to us. Say hello if you're watching that way. Just say hello, and we'd love to talk to you. Of course, it is the 3A State Championship. It's Chester. It's Dillon. And, Jim, we've talked about this Dillon football team and the tradition, the excellence. Chester, this is something new for them, their first state championship appearance in a decade, but they've earned it with some big numbers in that running game.
Absolutely. Again, everybody wants to talk about their big offensive line, and this is what the results have been. They've got Zan Dunham, the fine freshman quarterback. He's got 1,000 yards rushing on the season, 9 touchdowns. The straw that stirs the drink in that Chester offense is number 2, Felik Brown, the tailback. He's got over 1,500 yards and 27 touchdowns on the season, as well as Stan Mills, who has 1,098 yards and 12 touchdowns. And another young man who likes to run it a few times is Emmanuel Wright. He's got 715 yards. So you look at it, you got 4 guys close to 1,000 or more yards in the offensive side of rushing the football. So that lets you know that this Chester offensive line can really set them up and knock them down. Dunham on the season is 56 of 112 with 613 yards, 9 interceptions. That may be a key today in today's games. We talk about turnovers as well as 7 touchdowns. So Chester just doesn't throw it a whole heck of a lot. And Zion Mills, the top receiver, averaging about 14 yards a catch with 5 touchdowns. So Chester's offensive numbers very, very strong when you look at a team with that kind of offensive line.
The other side of the stat paper, the Dillon Wildcats, they can throw the ball. You look at what Dunham's done for Chester, 680 yards passing. How about this for Jateel Lester? 1,970 yards of the air. He's got 17 touchdowns, only 4 picks. He averaged 180 yards through the air per game. Now, the running situation for Dillon is impressive. Nemo Squire, the freshman running back, Gene, talked about him in the opening of the broadcast. Young man needs 8 yards to go over 1,000 on the season, 992 yards rushing. But they have 4 other guys who can run the football well, too. You have Tyquan King. He's got 592 yards. Again, Lester himself, the quarterback's got 551. Then don't forget Nigel George, another freshman, George, 449 yards. So the bulk of this offense coming from young players. You look at Lester as a junior. George is a freshman. Squire's a freshman. So anyone's thinking, oh, maybe this run for Dillon's about to end. No, it's not, because the key players on this team, especially on the offensive side of the ball, are all underclassmen. The top 2 runners are freshmen.
That's a very impressive load of statistics there for a young football team that is undefeated and in the state championship. That just means Coach Jackie Hayes and his staff have done a tremendous job, as well as, you know, you got to compliment the recreation department in Dillon and the youth leagues. They are a true feeder program for this Dillon Wildcat football team year in and year out. They keep producing great football players.
And you look at what they've done, 27 consecutive wins for the Dillon Wildcats. going for their 6 state championships in the last 7 seasons. Pretty incredible to see what Coach Jackie Hayes has done at Dillon. It is a machine, and the Wildcat faithful know this. This is a place they expect to be. And during high school football tonight, we were talking specifically about the differences of a program that is used to being here in Dillon versus a team like Chester, who has an opportunity to play in their first state championship in 10 years. Just understanding and navigating the week, and we'll talk more about that here shortly. Going to check in with Brown Simpson. He's on the sideline. Brownie.
Hey, I've got another guest. I've got Amy Boozer. Excuse me. She's going to get on me here. Assistant Commissioner of South Carolina High School League. Amy, this is the weekend of champions. This is a big weekend for you guys.
Yeah, this is a big weekend, and with all the changes we had to make this week, I'm telling you, we spent all day Tuesday morning just really trying to get things in place to make the move from Saturday to today, but through teamwork and everybody on board and helping out, we got it done. So we're here today and looking forward to some great football being played in the next 2 games.
And I think when you look at all the sports that you've had to deal with this fall, you had some changes. We had to deal with the hurricane and everything. It delayed not only football, but a lot of other sports too.
Yeah, we had a delay all across the sports season. I think the only sport that actually got to go on time was cross country. We pushed volleyball, girls tennis back a week. And to be honest with you, we just finished the girls state singles tournament last week. So we postponed that 3 different times and finally got it in last week. Those girls braved the cold, and they played on the 2 coldest mornings last week. So the weather has been a challenge this year.
Well, Amy, thanks a lot. Best of luck to you guys this weekend. As always, happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
All right, back to you, Chris.
Thank you very much, Brown Simpson. We're about 8 minutes away from kickoff, the state championship. Chester coming up. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Kristen Franks with her daughter Morgan.
It has so much to offer for everybody.
I love all the programs that you can do at the Y.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
How about those Dillon Wildcats? The City of Dillon congratulates our Wildcats on another great season. All of us at the City are extremely proud of your accomplishments and look forward to celebrating another state championship. Go Dillon Wildcats!
Hi, this is Randy Ligon of Ligon Realty and Auction Company wishing the Cyclones much success in tonight's state high school football championship game. For details on our real estate, jewelry, and equipment auctions, go online to theligoncompany.com. Gotta go!
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract, 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
Customer satisfaction. That's how Todd Andrews has grown Classic Metals in Richburg.
The service we give, we really strive to be the best. If something's wrong, we make it right. If it's our fault, we'll do anything we can to fix the problem.
Details online at ClassicMetalInc.com.
Somebody injures somebody else due to their negligence and they're not willing to step up and make that person whole again. We're the ones that go and make that happen.
We work together to make sure that what we're doing is understanding our client. It's very difficult to be a voice for someone that you don't know.
We don't want somebody to feel alone when they're not able to provide for their family because of an injury. We want people to know that there's somebody out there that will fight for them.
We don't want you to fight your own battles. We don't want you to go it alone. We want you to call Schiller and Hamilton because we've got your back.
Schiller and Hamilton Law Firm. Don't go it alone. 803-366-0333.
Welcome back to Williams-Brice Stadium, the 3A state championship. Columbia, South Carolina will take it out at the Star-Spangled Banner. The Star Spangled Banner being played here at Williams-Brice Stadium, the 3A state championship. It's the Dillon Wildcats of the Chester Cyclones. Chris Miller along with G Knight. Appreciate you listening in on this Friday afternoon. Originally, this game was scheduled to be kicked off tomorrow at 3 o'clock, but instead, due to the weather forecast calling for some interesting weather, no matter where you are in the state, really Columbia and South talking, probably going to see rain mostly, but you get north of Columbia, who knows what's going to happen, a mixture of snow, rain, freezing rain, sleet, depending on where you go and where that line, that rain-snow mixture line goes. You never know what's going to happen, but the high school league made a decision to move everything up till today. First game in the books between Myrtle Beach and Greer, and it was the Seahawks of Myrtle Beach knocking off Greer 37-21. Getting set for the coin toss between the Cyclones and the Wildcats. Of course, Brown Simpson will bring you that out of midfield. Gene, this is a game that both these teams, after they won that lower state championship, we talked about what the week was like. They found out immediately there's going to be a press conference. They went to the press conference since then, really trying to navigate and figure out what a championship week looks like. It's new for Chester Dillon. It's the same old, same old.
Yeah, and we talked about this a lot. You know, it's sort of the same routine for Dillon. This is something new for Chester, for their players. But, you know, Chris, when we went to that press conference, Victor Floyd brought 12 young men down there, his seniors, and he talked about in that press conference about how these young men had bought in and they had stayed with the program. And these are the rewards that you get. In the case of the Dillon Wildcats, they're buying in very, very early at a very early age, and they're getting the state championship. So it just shows this is a proven formula that works if you get everybody involved. And there's two words that come to mind here, commitment and sacrifice. You got to be committed to the program, and you got to be willing to sacrifice the time and effort it makes to get to this stage. And then how you perform on this stage is the true, true character of an athlete, at the high school level.
Coin toss getting ready to happen in midfield. Brown Simpson's down there. He'll have the audio for that. Of course, the white hat talking to the captains for each team, letting them know the rules, everything that is to know, to make sure that all the correct decisions are made and know what to do if there's a penalty, who to look at, what direction we'll go. So bringing the coin out, showing what the coin looks like. Chester, the visiting team, will have the opportunity to call. And Dillon's the home team, wearing black-on-black uniforms. The Cyclones of Chester, their white uniforms, the navy numerals, and the red trim. Teams gathered in midfield, two undefeated squads. Chester 14-0. Dillon 12-0.
Hands is called. All right, it is a tail.
You've won the toss.
You got heads.
Wow.
You won the toss. What do you want?
You want the ball.
You want the ball. What goal do you want to...
Wow.
Chris, Chester has won the toss, and they want the football.
Yeah, and we heard some drama there, Brown Simpson.
A little confusion about what was heads and what was tails.
So it was almost like we'll get your input on that here shortly once you walk away. But Gene, from what you and I heard, it was almost like Jerome Bettis, Detroit Lions again.
That's what I was trying to, the Lions and the Steelers, wasn't it? That
yeah.
What it was, yeah.
So, Brown, tell me exactly what happened. It sounded like what the official said was heads. There was some confusion between the teams.
Yeah, it was a little bit of confusion on the heads and the tail on the coin. It was a high school league coin, but he got it correct. And Chester won. They won the toss. They won the football. So we'll see what the Cyclones can do on offense first.
Hey, Brown, I think it was Wyatt Tunall who pointed it out to the official. Now, he's 6'7", 300-something pounds. You're not going to argue with him too long, are you?
This is the 3A state championship. We will take a break and come back. The Dillon Wildcats, the Chester Cyclones. You want to stay tuned. This will be a dandy. This is the 3A state championship on the OTS Sports Network.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Buffy with Tom's Body Shop. Having a wreck is never fun. Tom's Body Shop will handle filing your insurance claim and even help secure a rental car for you. Tom's is a direct repair facility for most insurance companies, but if not, we can still assist you with repairing your car. 324-3455.
How about those Dillon Wildcats? The City of Dillon congratulates our Wildcats on another great season. All of us at the City are extremely proud of your accomplishments and look forward to celebrating another state championship. Go Dillon Wildcats!
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Mike Smith and Molly Augenstein.
Working out at the Y after having surgery was very rewarding.
A great place for healthy living, for youth development, and social responsibility.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
The 3A state championship getting set. Chris Miller, Gene Knight. Let's go down to Brown Simpson on the sideline. Brown, it's kickoff time.
It is. Chris, it's kickoff time. Everybody on the Dillon sideline are excited. I look across over at the Chester stands. The stands from Chester are packed. There's a great crowd on hand. Let's play some football.
We are ready for high school football. It's the 3A state championship underway. Jarrell Hill and Emmanuel Wright back deep for the Cyclones. Set to kick it away for the Dillon Wildcats. Jaleen McCall, he'll put his foot into it. We will be underway. The Cyclones will get the football. They will be heading towards the Jumbotron here at Williams-Brice Stadium, the student section, if you're familiar with that. Ball put into the ball, and we are underway. It's a short kick taken by the Cyclones over the 25-yard line. Out to the outside, across the 30, running room 35, 40, across the 45, finally shoved out of bounds. Emmanuel Wright to the 47-yard line, first and 10 for the Chester Cyclones.
Great play that time by Wright. He ran up towards the wedge, and there was a whole blob of black and gold Wildcats, and he just bent it out to the outside, coming to the near home side, and found a lot of room out there. Gives Chester a great field position. We're going to see Chester's offense against Dillon's defense. Here we go, baby.
Zan Dunham, the freshman quarterback, he'll be out on the field. Comes up, sets up, 6'2", 220 pounds. He's a big guy, especially for a freshman. Dunham arms out the signals, takes a snap, gives it off Malik Brown. Brown up the middle. Big hole across the 35 to the outside. 30, 20, 10, 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Chester Cyclones. First play from scrimmage, 53 yards, and the Cyclones go on top, 6-0.
Malik Brown just followed the blocking of that big left tackle, Wyatt Tunall, the guy who straightened out the referee on the coin toss, and it was nothing but green grass in front of him. Dillon very, very surprised to be down 6 points this quickly.
Dillon Wildcats shocked right now as the Cyclones jump out on top. Chester on to attempt the extra point. Henry Glenn to do the honors. And it is 6-0, just 14 seconds into this one. Glenn trying to make it a 7-0 football game. Snaps a little high. Glenn gets it down. It's good. 7-0. Cyclones on top. 11:46 to go in the first. This is the 3A state championship on the OTS Sports Network.
What customers like about Classic Metals in Richburg is how they're treated. Right, Todd Andrews?
Everyone comes in here and gets treated the same, whether you're buying a $10 item or you're buying a $10,000 building. You're treated the same.
Details online at ClassicMetalInc.com.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
The 3A state championship. Just 14 seconds into this, and it's the Chester Cyclones busting out on a touchdown run of 53 yards by Felique Brown. And now the Dillon Wildcats will get the ball. Amari Huggins-Bruce back deep. He'll be standing at his own 15-yard line. And Corian Wright, the north-south selection, will get out of Brown Simpson after this kickoff return. Dillon to get the football, trailing at 7-0. Going to be taken back by Wright, back at the 15-yard line. He's up at the 20, Wright across the 30. Corian Wright to the 37-yard line. That's where the Wildcats will start, first and 10. Brown Simpson A quick start to this game for the Cyclones.
I tell you what, Chris, that's a big start for the Chester Cyclones. Malik Brown with that big touchdown run. Coach Victor Floyd's got to be feeling good. This is the momentum that Chester needs against a powerful Dillon team. We'll see how Dillon responds.
So first and 10 for the Wildcats. They'll scrimmage from their own 34-yard line. Quarterback Shatil Lester, 2,000 yards passing. He's set to go shotgun, takes it out, looks to throw the football out of the backfield. Catch is made by Nemo. Nemo to the outside, across the 40 to the 44-yard line. Nemo Squire, the freshman running back, give him six.
Good job that time by the Dillon offense. They're just going to spread the Chester defense out a little bit, take advantage of the one-on-one matchups they can get. And they've got number one right in there, along with number 13, Justin Green. Both of them split to the far side of the field, ball on the near side hash. That's a dangerous formation for Chester to watch.
Handoff up the middle, going for about, make it 4 yards. Squire again, give him a Dillon Wildcat, first down.
Yeah, just went over that left side behind Damian McDaniel and Khalil Bathay, the north-south selection, as well as Knox Jackson over there at the guard spot from time to time.
First to 10 for the Wildcats on the move to the 49-yard line. Lester checks the sideline, getting the call from Coach Jackie Hayes. 305 wins in his career. Coming into the season, now he's at 317. Snap high is thrown, catch is made up at the 41-yard line. Justin Green goes up and brings it down. He'd be a gain of nine. Wildcats will have a second down and one.
Yeah, Green just on a little skinny post right across the middle. They did a little play action in with the tailback Nemo, and Green was wide open just behind the linebackers.
So it'll be second down and a yard for the Wildcats. Scrimmaging from the Chester 41-yard line. Shotgun look for Jatil Lester. Officials now stopping play. We'll take this time to remind you that state championship football is brought to you by Tom's Body Shop. Not the biggest, just one of the best. 324-3455 and Hospitality Heating and Air Conditioning. The most comfortable call you can make, 803-980-4677. They're going to measure. We'll go down to Brown Simpson on the sideline. Brown, they got the first.
Chris, I think it's going to be, I'm watching it. I think it's going to be just short.
Well,
about 2 or 3 inches is what we got now, so they're not there yet.
They don't call Brown Simpson eagle eyes for nothing, Gene.
Links of the chain, half a credit card, whatever you want to say. Hangnail, it was close, but second and short. That's always a great play when you look at it from an offensive coordinator's position, because you can do a lot of things on second and short like that.
It'll be second out and less than a yard for the Wildcats, trailing at 7-0 to Chester. As the Cyclones, one play, 53 yards to the house for Felipe Brown. So second down and a yard for Lester. Lester comes set, takes it out, hands it off up the middle. A big hole for Squire. The freshman gets four. And a Dillon Wildcat first down.
Just went over that right side behind Roderick McCrimmon, the center, Tony Coleman, and James Avery Hewitt opened up a huge hole that time for that big four-yard gain.
So first and 10 from the 37-yard line of Chester. Wildcats trying to answer. Dillon trailing this game 7-0. A little bit of a surprise. For Chester, they're not surprised. Tell you what, the whole city of Chester's here, I believe.
I think so.
Squire to the outside, hit at the line of scrimmage. He'll get about four before he's brought down. Cyclone defense making a hard hit there as Chester answering the bell. Dorian Bagley gets his 35th tackle of the season as he brings Squire down after a gain of four.
Yeah, Bagley's the rover back or the strong safety in this defense, and he really flies to the ball. Like you said, he's got 30-something tackles on the season, two interceptions.
So second down and six, we'll call it now. Dillon, they'll go trips to the far side. One receiver top side of the field. They fake it to Squire, looking to throw the football. Sits back in the pocket. Open receiver down the sideline, going up, makes the no, out of bounds. He was looking for Justin Green, but just a little too far. Lester put too much mustard on it. Brings up a third down and six for Dillon.
Yeah, that was they play action pass into the short side of the field. He had right on a post across the middle, but I think he just had to make a decision on which guy to go to, and he thought Green could go up and get it right, just a little bit shorter.
9:49 to go in the first quarter, 7-0 Chester leading Dillon. Wildcats with a third down and six call. Now a flag comes flying out. We'll see what the call is from the official on the far side of the field. They'll get this probably a pre-snap movement against Dillon.
Might be against Chester. Offsides against Chester. That's what I thought. The flag was thrown on the Dillon sideline, so the Dillon coaches were pleading. So that's going to make it up a little bit third and short now, about two.
Yeah, it's a third down and two. Set Dillon up pretty well. King's in at Wildcat. Oh, it's over his head. Tyquan King picks it up, and he's in trouble. He's going to be tackled for a five-yard loss. Dillon goes Wildcat, and Tyquan King, the ball snapped over his head, and he dropped, and that's going to be minus nine on the play. So fourth down and 12, and Dillon's going to have to punt now.
Well, this is sort of a no-man's land here if you're a defensive team. But I guess Dillon is going to go ahead and punt it away.
So Chester's going to get the football back on a 4th and 11 call. Dillon to punt the ball away. It's 7-0 Cyclones on top. Bobo McKinnon to do the honors. McKinnon gets a nice foot into it. See what kind of roll he gets out of this one. It's going to roll down to the 10-yard line. Dies inside the 10 to the 9. That's where Dillon will down it. It'll be 1st and 10 Chester from the 9-yard line. 9:03 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 Chester leads it. Brown Simpson, you're down on the field.
Yeah, I tell you what, Chris, Chester came out strong. Big plays. They had a break on that, on the snap, on the missnap, the handle from the quarterback. So we'll see what the Cyclones can do this time on their possession. Dillon's looking for a big play defensively, but we got a timeout on the field now.
Timeout on the field. We'll do the same. It's 7-0. Chester leading Dillon in the 3A state championship game on the OTS Sports Network.
Your perfect match. Perhaps it's a love seat or a plush mattress. Or maybe it's a shiny oak table. Hi, I'm Jeff Hart at York Badcock, and I bet you I have your perfect match. With great values, hometown service, easy financing, Badcock will help you out. And for credit you can actually get, we make it easy. Stop by or give us a call at 803-628-0911. Isn't it time you find your perfect match?
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
The 3A state championship game on the OTS Sports Network. Chris Miller, Gene Knight, Brown Simpson are with you. 1st and 10 Chester from their own 9-yard line. They lead Dillon 7-0 as we go under 9 minutes to go in the first quarter of action. Malik Brown goes for about 3 yards before he's brought down. Dre Thompson, the middle linebacker, the snap of the Wildcats, make it 2nd down and 6 for Chester.
Yeah, they ran the same play they scored the touchdown on from first play from scrimmage, and Brown tried to cut it back to the inside. Number 32, Dre Thompson, was waiting on him with his arms wide open.
2nd down and 6. Dunham takes it out. It's a keeper by Dunham. He'll race to the outside, and Dillon says, no siree. The Wildcats bring him down for a loss of a yard, coming on the stop for Dillon. Shamar McCullum, write that young man's name down. We'll be talking about him a lot tonight. The Wake Forest commit, Shrine Bowl selection.
Yeah, he ran him down from the far side. He was going away from him, and McCullum showed his speed. And like you said, why he's the Shrine Bowl selection, he just ran him down.
3rd down and 6 now for Chester. Scrimmaging from their own 12-yard line. They lead it 7-0, 8 minutes to go. Snap, they give it off to Malik Brown. Fights his way. He'll be short. The Dillon D answers the bell and brings him down. Jadarius McDaniel on the stop for the Wildcats.
And give a lot of credit to number 32, Dre Thompson, the other linebacker. He came in and plugged the hole, forcing back into McDaniel to make the tackle.
Of course, you can listen to us Interstate 107. That's 107.1, 107.3. Depending on where you are in the state, also Interstate107.com, the Interstate 107 app, or tonight we're on WRHI's Facebook and in broadcast booth view. I want to say hello to Robert Lynn and Beard Gang Fats. He's saying, let's go Dillon and let's go Cyclones. So, hey, whoever you're a fan of. Now, the punt taken by Corian Wright, he's going to let it die around the 44-yard line. Doesn't even mess with it. So it'll be 1st and 10 for the Wildcats from their own 46, trailing Chester 7-0. At 7:12 to go in the first quarter of action. The 3A State Championship is brought to you by the Schiller and Hamilton Law Firm. We've got your back. 803-366-0333 and the Ligon Company. Investment property, commercial real estate, property management, and auctions. Call 803-366-3535. First and 10 for the Wildcats. Give off it's Squire. Squire shoots his way through the gap to the 48-yard line. A gain of six. Sets up a second down and four for the Wildcats.
Yeah, good blocking up there once again by Roderick McCrimmon, the center, Tony Coleman, and the guard, Damian McDaniel.
Quickly, Lester takes it out, gives it off again at Squire. Squire to the outside. Squire across the 40, up into the 36, give him a gain of 12, and a Wildcat first down.
Again, Dylan finding some big room over that left side behind those guys up front, and I'm telling you what, Nemo was almost to the house. He was about a step away.
So quickly, Dylan races up the line. First and 10, 36. Sticks it out. It's Squire to the outside again. Squire to the 30-yard line. Give him six more. Sets up a second down and four.
Yeah, when that play's running well, you keep going to the – I mean, when that play's working, you keep going to the well, and that's exactly what they did. It was just the same play over the left side once again.
Squire, the 5'9", 195-pound freshman, over 1,000 yards on the season. Gets it now second down at five. Again, it's a give to Squire. Squire breaks one tackle, then is upended at the 28-yard line. Coming in on the stop, Zion Mills getting the action, and Javonte Jackson in on the stop for the Cyclones. Third down and two for Dylan from the Chester 27-yard line.
Dylan's got single coverage on the outside. Watch the play action.
Lester goes shotgun. It is play action across the middle. Catch is made. It's Wright. Wright still breaking tackles. Corian Wright to the 10-yard line. He'll pick up 11, make it 15, and a Dylan Wildcat first down.
Yeah, they just ran the ball in that time. Tester just pulled it, popped it into the short slant to Wright. Wright did the rest.
Chris Miller, Gene Knight here with you. Brown Simpson on the sideline in the 3A state championship. Right now, Chester's on top 7-0. Dylan knocking on the door. Hand off to Nemo Squire. Squire across the 10 to the 7-yard line. Or he's upended by the Cyclone. Sets up a second down and goal.
Good job that time. On the outside by number 8 for the Chester Cyclones, Terrence Mills, middle linebacker. He got there and was able to shut the play down before they got in the end zone.
I want to say hello to Pamela Thompson and Marcus Maxwell. Following us on the WRHI Facebook page and get watch. Some are Chester fans, some are Dylan fans. We like to see that. A good mix. Second down and 8. Lester goes shotgun. Takes a snap, gives it off to Squire. Squire up the middle. Squire inside the 5. Squire fighting his way to the 1. He's going to be inside the 1, about half a yard shy of a touchdown.
Yeah, good tackle on that time. Javonte Jackson, the outside linebacker. Squires ran into his own player, then bounced it off to the outside, and Jackson again making a touchdown-saving tackle on Squire. Got to find Nemo in his offense.
4:53 to go in the first quarter. Dylan trying to tie this football game up. It's Lester, shotgun, gives it off Squire. No, it's a keeper by Lester. He's hit and stopped in the backfield. Torian Bagley from his strong safety position, bringing down Lester for a loss of 8. And now fourth and goal for the 9 for Dylan.
They're going to go to Corian Wright. The north-south selection going to bring him in. Kind of spread Chester out as they'll put Green over there on that far side, Chris.
We'll see what they do. They
empty
are going to go for it.
Yeah.
Yep. Empty it out. 4 wide receivers and a tight end for the Wildcats. Fourth and goal for the 8. Chester crowd is loud, and then the Cyclones nearly jumped, but they got back apparently. Play clock's at 8. Coach Jackie Hayes surveys his offense. Snap to Lester, wants to throw it. Sits back, fires a little. Intercepted by the Cyclones. Racing down the sideline. Has running room. Across the 50, the 45. It's a foot race. 20, 10, 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Chester Cyclones. The pick 6 by Stan Mills. He goes 96 yards to the house.
Just an ill-advised throw that time by Tester. He had a man open, and he went into a double coverage. And credits Mills. Here you're showing it on the Jumbotron. Just threw it right into double coverage. Mills picked it off, and once he got to the outside, because it was a naked backfield, he had nobody in front of him.
And the Chester Cyclones are on top 13-0. My goodness. How about that? If you're a Chester fan, you're loving it. Dylan Faithful saying, what is going on? Cyclones on to attempt the extra point. Henry Glenn to do the honors. And Dylan blocks it, slaps it back in his face. So it's 13-0. We'll take a break and we return. We'll talk to Brown Simpson, who's on a jubilant Chester sideline. With the score, Chester 13, Dylan nothing. This is the 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network.
Hi, this is Randy Ligon of Ligon Realty and Auction Company, wishing the Cyclones much success in tonight's state high school football championship game. For details on our real estate, jewelry, and equipment auctions, go online to theligoncompany.com. Gotta go.
This is Buffy with Tom's Body Shop. Having a wreck is never fun. Tom's Body Shop will handle filing your insurance claim and even help secure a rental car for you. Tom's is a direct repair facility for most insurance companies, but if not, we can still assist you with repairing your car. 324-3455.
3:46 to go in the first quarter of action, and the Chester Cyclones stunning the state right now, up on the Dillon Wildcats 13-0. And maybe we should stop saying stunning the state, because Chester is 14-0. Dillon is the power of 3A football, but right now it's the Cyclones taking it to the Dillon Wildcats. Chester to kick it away, going to be taken by an up man for Dillon. That's Zion. Mills looks for some room. Mills has his head nearly torn off, and then he's upended at the 32-yard line. Cyclones defense making a stop. The special teams check in with Brown Simpson on that sideline. They got to be pretty excited on that Chester sideline, Brown.
Yeah, it's Chester Cyclones. They are jacked up. And I tell you what, Chris, Stan Mills with just a big exclamation point with that pick six, and he puts this Chester bench and his Chester fans, they're standing on their feet. They are so excited.
Well, now would be a good time if you want to rob a bank in Chester, because the whole town's here. I'm not encouraging crime, but just if you're thinking about it. Dylan hands off Nemo Squire out of the backfield. Lester does it to Squire for a gain of six. Sets up a second down and four. 3:32 to go in the first quarter. 13-0 to Chester on top of Dylan.
Yeah, Terrence Mills on the tackle from that middle linebacker position. But again, Dylan is finding a lot of success over that left side.
Snap handoff to Squire. Squire hits the middle of the line and nothing going. Chester shuts the door. Sets up a third down and four for the Wildcats. Teddy Murphy on the stop.
Yeah, Murphy with 26 tackles for this Chester Cyclone team, and 11 of them have been sacks.
Want to say hey to Susan Heron, who's watching us on Facebook Live, Les Clark, Lisa Clark, Crystal Laws, and Brenda Brandon. How we doing? It's a keeper over the middle, way too tall. Oh, Lester was looking for Corey and Wright, airmailed it. And Dylan Jean's going to have to punt. Chester's going to get the football back, leading 13-0 with 2:48 to go in the first quarter.
Absolutely. Once again, they were trying to run those little seam routes right in the middle on the crossing. And Chester did a good job of getting deep and putting a lot of white and red jerseys in front of Tester's eyes, and a little bit gun shy after that last pick six that he had.
Mills back deep for Chester. Set to punt the ball away. McKinnon, it's going to have an opportunity for a return. Mills is going to let it bounce into his hands back at the 25. Looks for some room across the 30. Mills, 40. Drug down there at the 38-yard line. That's where the Cyclones will have it, first and 10, already leading this game 13-0. Of course, we'll remind you that the 3A state championships brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, discover the Founders difference. FoundersFCU.com, and by the City of Dillon, congratulating the Wildcats on a great season. And of course, Badcock Home Furnishings, Liberty Street in York, South Carolina, and Albright Road in Rock Hill. And of course, their newest location in Gaffney. First and 10 for the Cyclones from the 38-yard line. Dunham takes it out, gives it off Malik Brown. Brown hits the 40, make it the 42 before he's brought down. And, Gene, we got to start talking. If you're Dylan now, you got to make a stop. You cannot fall behind by three touchdowns. It's still early, 2:22 to go. But right now your offense is struggling to get things moving. And Chester's had two big plays for touchdowns now, the 53-yard run on the first play from scrimmage and the 96-yard pick six by Stan Mills.
Well, there's a lot of ways to score. Chester's found two of them.
Dunham goes shotgun, gives off out of the backfield, and Chester or Dylan will have none of it. Now in trouble is Emmanuel Wright. He's tackled for a loss of 8 yards. A couple Dylan Wildcats coming in, led by Damari Ladson and Josiah Evans.
Yeah, Evans is a guy who was there so quick and he blew that play up. Now Chester's got a third down and long, and I think from a Dillon standpoint on the defensive side, you got Chester kind of right where you want him. You want to try to force Dunham to throw the ball. Freshman, well, he's not really a freshman anymore, but he's had some problems with some picks.
Well, third down and 14 now for Chester. Got to be careful. Dillon Wildcats, defense ready to go. Brown goes in motion now. A timeout. Coach Victor Floyd, he wants to talk about this. We'll talk about our friends that are watching us on Facebook Live. I want to say hey to Stan Howe, Caroline Hasty, Jeff Culp, and Candace Gasper, also Caleb Hall. The score, Chester 13, Dillon nothing. We'll take a break. This is the 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network.
The most comfortable call you can make, hospitality.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Kristen Franks and Mike Smith.
It's good for your mind, body, and spirit.
Participating in the LiveStrong program was a very rewarding experience.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
Welcome back to Williams-Brice Stadium. Dunham takes a snap, throws out of the backfield. Malik Brown makes the catch. Not going to go anywhere. The Wildcats making the stop when they had to, Gene Knight. And now it'll be punting time for the Cyclones. Dillon will get the football back, trailing 13-0, 106 to go in the first quarter.
Well, the Wildcats showing you that lateral speed that they have on defense. They can really cover from one sideline to the other.
Wright will be back deep for Dillon to get the football in this punt. Fourth and 14, Chester to punt the football away. Good snap. Line drive punt, an opportunity for a return, but no, it bounces up in the air, and Chester's going to down it right around the 35. So the Wildcats will take over. First and 10 to the 35-yard line. I want to say hello to Gary Love, also reaching out, big Cyclones fan.
Yep.
Be first and 10 for the Dillon Wildcats, trailing Chester 13-0, 36 seconds remaining. In this first quarter of action, it's the 3A State Championship. My name's Chris Miller. He's Gene Knight. We'll check in with Brown Simpson shortly, who's on that sideline making his way back and forth between the Chester and Dillon sidelines. And right now, Coach Victor Floyd's squad of Chester got to be happy. Lester takes it out. It's a keeper for Lester. He'll pick up about 4 yards for Dillon before he's brought down. Brings up a second down and six. Clock at 25 ticks down. They may not snap it again.
Yeah, high snap that time for Lester, and he really had to handle it, so the fake pitch didn't really mean a whole lot.
Second down and 7. Lester takes it out, fakes it, looks to throw the football, going to air it deep into double coverage down the field, and just overthrows receiver, but a flag comes flying in, going to get pass interference. I believe Wright was held. Brown Simpson, you had an eye on that.
Yeah. Chris, I think what we're going to have here is going to be a hold against the Chester Cyclones because the penalty flag, was thrown from our back judge, and he had a great view of it.
Well, looks like that'll be the call, and a smart play, actually, by Chester because that may have been a touchdown if the holding doesn't happen.
Yeah, Corian Wright's got another gear.
Defensive pass interference. That penalty will be assessed 15 yards from the previous spot, will result in a first down.
There you hear the call. So it will be defensive pass interference on the Jumbotron. The Chester faithful not liking that call. And if you're listening in, we are set up actually on the home side of the field. Dillon, the home team. I would say Chester has probably double, maybe triple the crowd. I mean, Chester really has brought the whole town, but that's what you can expect. Chester's first time in a long time they've been here. Corian Wright to the outside for the Wildcats. Right across the 30, still going. Right to 20. The 15 upended right there. Give him a gain of 21 yards. And a Dillon first, and that is the last play of the first quarter. After one from Williams-Brice. Chester 13, Dillon nothing. This is the 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network.
How about those Dillon Wildcats? The City of Dillon congratulates our Wildcats on another great season. All of us at the City are extremely proud of your accomplishments and look forward to celebrating another state championship. Go Dillon Wildcats! Founders Federal Credit Union is rewarding loyal members again this year. On December 1st, select Founders members could receive a loyalty bonus. Visit RelaxLoyaltyPays.com to estimate what your payout could be on December 1st and view more information on program qualifications and restrictions. Be sure to log into Founders Online on December 1st to see if you have received a loyalty bonus. Not a member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Todd Andrews has built the success of Classic Metals in Richburg on the foundation of customer satisfaction.
We strive to make sure every customer leaves here happy.
Metal carports, metal storage sheds, metal roofing. Details online at ClassicMetalInc.com.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Randy Ligon of Ligon Realty and Auction Company wishing the Cyclones much success in tonight's state high school football championship game. For details on our real estate, jewelry, and equipment auctions, go online to theligoncompany.com. Gotta go.
The 3A state championship on the OTS Sports Network. Right now, after one quarter, it's Chester 13, Dylan nothing, Chris Miller, Gene Knight, the third member of our team, Brown Simpson on the sideline. Round after one, Cyclones looking pretty good. Dylan got a lot of work to do.
I tell you what, Chris, Chester's looking very, very good, but Dylan's got the football. They're moving it right now. Back up to you.
First and 10, Dylan, from the 14-yard line. It's a keeper by Wright in Wildcat. Wright gets a yard and nothing more as he was swallowed up in the backfield by Ty Terrence Mills. Lie Terrence Mills for Chester with the stop. 13-0, the Cyclones on top of the Dylan Wildcats. 11:43 to go in this second quarter of action, but Dylan knocking on the door.
Yeah, Mills is quite the player. He's got 37 tackles on the season, 3 interceptions.
Right in at Wildcat again, right looking to keep it. Oh, here comes a reverse. This is pretty. Got some blockers. This has opportunity to the 10, to the 5, fighting his way through traffic. Upended, still fighting down to the 2-yard line. On the carry was Amari Huggins-Bruce. Down to the 2, so first and goal, Dylan.
Once again, Dylan using their speed to get everybody going one way and bring Huggins-Bruce back the other way and gets them, like you said, at a first and goal at the 3-yard line.
Huggins-Bruce will set up to the right side as now checking back in is Lester. The power formation with Squire, the deep man in the backfield. Snap, they give it off. Nemo Squire. Squire into the end zone. Touchdown, Dylan Wildcats. Nemo Squire from 2 yards out of the Wildcats. Make it 13-6.
Once again, going behind McDaniel, Bethay, McCrimmon, Latson. Those guys up front on the left side, they have really run the ball strong to the left side today.
So the Wildcats cut the lead in half. Compliments of the freshman, Nemo Squire. And it's two-point conversion time because Dylan doesn't have a kicker.
Yeah, they're going to go for two.
This is nothing new. If you followed the Wildcats all season long, you know this. If you're a Chester fan, you're saying, what's going on? That's just what Dylan does. So they'll go for two from the 3-yard line. Shotgun look for Lester. Takes it, wants to throw it, sits back in the pocket. Now Lester's going to run. Lester looking for the end zone. Lester fighting. Lester wrapped up and stopped short. Chester brings him down. Leading the way was LaTerrence Mills. They stopped the conversion. 13-6, Chester's on top, 11:04 to go in the second. This is the 3A state championship, the OTS Sports Network.
This is Buffy with Tom's Body Shop. Having a wreck is never fun. Tom's Body Shop will handle filing your insurance claim and even help secure a rental car for you. Tom's is a direct repair facility for most insurance companies, but if not, we can still assist you with repairing your car. 324-3455.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Mike Smith and Marion Manheim.
The sense of community, and you're really part of the community as a whole.
It's wonderful, and it's kept me going.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
Hey, Rock Hill, we're James River Equipment, your local John Deere dealership. We're here and we're dedicated to supporting you with customer service you won't find anywhere else. We have a full line of John Deere equipment from residential to large ag and everything in between. Plus, we offer free delivery on compact utility tractors and a 10-year warranty with yearly service. Come find us at 380 North Anderson Road, just 1 mile north of York Tech. Request a quote today at jamesriverequipment.com.
Kickoff taken by the Cyclones up to the 30, making the 35-yard line. Jorian Bagley on the return for Chester. Cyclones will set up first and 10 from the 36-yard line as they go left to right, headed towards the Gamecocks end zone. That's away from the scoreboard. Familiar with the stadium. Of course, that's the student section. Sip goes under the scoreboard. So Dylan's headed towards the student section, Chester heading away from it. Shotgun formation for Zan Dunham. Dunham takes it out, gives it off to Felique Brown, and Dylan will have none of it. The Wildcats figuring some things out now, answering the call. Josiah Evans, the big defensive tackle, makes the stop. Only a gain of a yard.
Yeah, Evans was in the backfield just about at the same time that the snap was there. Chester had a lineman in an H-back position, and Evans just ran between him and his guard, offensive guard up front, and was just right there to wrap him up immediately.
Second down and 11 now. They say lost a yard. They give it off to Malik Brown. Brown his way across the original line of scrimmage. Maybe gets a gain of a yard or two. There's Shamar McCullum, the Shrine Bowler. Wake Forest coming on the stop. Third down and 9 for Chester. Dylan with an opportunity to get the football back.
Dylan is just so good getting off of the blocks of the Chester Cyclone linemen. I think they're a little bit confused here. They are having a really hard time getting these guys blocked up front.
Under 10 minutes to go now in the second quarter. It's 13-6. Chester on top of Dylan. Third down and 8 call now for the Cyclones. Dunham, the freshman, goes shotgun, rolls to his right, wants to throw the football, steps back in the pocket, fires, open receiver, catches made at the 50, give him a gain of 12, and a Cyclones first down.
Yeah, on the catch that time, Zion Mills has got 5 touchdowns on the year, averages about 14 yards a catch, so that's right at his average to get Chester the first down they needed.
So first and 10 Cyclones in midfield. The Dylan Wildcat defense trying to make a stop. 9:40 to go in the second quarter. Shaking the Brown Simpson after this play on the sideline. They give it off. Malik Brown. Brown bottled up at the line of scrimmage and nothing more. Shamar McCullough with the stop. Brown, what's Dylan done defensively to change things up here? Oh, boy, hang on. We'll keep it here. A late flag comes flying in. They're going to get an unsportsmanlike, I believe, Brown, right?
I think you're exactly right. Chris, quickly, I'm going to talk to Charlie Winsky with the South Carolina High School League. Charlie, it's an honor to play.
Defense.
It'll be an honor to officiate in it.
Absolutely. There's only 40 slots to officiate. There's 8 on each game, and you know it's the career topper for a lot of officials. So to be here, to be on the field as an official, unbelievable opportunity for those guys and ladies. We had one lady in game one, so first one ever in South Carolina history today.
That's pretty cool. Thank you, Charlie, for what you guys do. Back to you, Chris.
Of course, it was a 15-yard late hit penalty against Dylan. So now Chester in business, got the ball at the 35-yard line of Dylan after the 15-yard late hit.
Officials still huddling at about the, about the 42-yard line, still in the basically the Cyclone backfield. I think there's a little question about exactly where the penalty should have been marked from. They believe they've sorted it out now. The white hat says it's good.
So first and 10 Cyclones from the 35-yard line of the Wildcats. Dunham goes shotgun. Two receivers out far side. Wonder has give it off. Malik Brown. Brown fights his way across the 35 to the 32. Give him a gain of 5 yards. Good run for Felique Brown, the senior. Dre Thompson on the stop for the Wildcats.
Yeah, middle linebacker Dre Thompson just came firing that hole. Stopped him before he could really get going.
Second down and 7. We'll call it now for Chester. Leading at 13-6 over Dylan, the Cyclones driving with under 9 to play in the second quarter. Dunham takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself. Dunham breaks to the left, to the outside, across the 30, at the 25, to the 24. Give him a gain of 7 on the Cyclones first down.
Isaiah Benjamin on the tackle that time for the Dillon Wildcats. But give a lot of credit that time to Felik Brown, the tailback from the Chester Cyclones. He got the block on the end that allowed Dunham to get to the outside. Chester is really spreading Dillon out. I mean, their wide receivers are within a yard and a half of the sideline, if you look and see.
So first and 10 now, Cyclones from the 24-yard line. On the move, Wildcat formation. It's Brown in, who gives it off an upended tackle to the backfield. What a stop by Dillon. Dre Thompson has been everywhere tonight, minus one on the carry.
Well, he's got 32 tackles on the season. I mean, coming into tonight's game, and he's probably up to 40 by now. He has really patrols that middle, and, I mean, he lays the wood.
So Stan Mills now in at quarterback for Chester. We'll check with Brown, see if there's been an injury to Dunham, but Stan Mills now. After that big run by Dunham, Mills goes shotgun. Two wide receivers far side, one near us. Mills takes it out. It's a keeper by Stan Mills. Gets across the 25 to the 24. Roy Covington on the stop. Brown, any word if Dunham's injured or just been out for a couple plays? Oh, there he comes back in. So that answers that real quick and in a hurry. So Dunham looks to be okay. Comes back in the game. The big freshman for the Cyclones, 13-6. Chester on top of Dillon. Cyclones on the move on a third down and 8 from the Dillon 22-yard line.
We saw him go out to the outside. Zion Mills, keep an eye on where he is.
So now a timeout on the field. We will do the same. 7:18 to go in the second quarter. 13-6, Chester on top of Dillon. This is the 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract, 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
How about those Dillon Wildcats? The City of Dillon congratulates our Wildcats on another great season. All of us at the City are extremely proud of your accomplishments and look forward to celebrating another state championship. Go Dillon Wildcats!
Classic Metals in Richburg sells metal for all kinds of uses.
We sell a lot of carports, storage sheds. We've done a lot of children's tree houses, underpinning of mobile homes, re-roofing.
If you need metal for your next project, call Todd Andrews at ClassicMetalInc.com.
Third down and 8 for Chester in the 3A State Championship. Take the football. They give it off. It's Felik Brown. Brown fights his way forward to the 18. Make it the 17-yard line. Fourth down and 3. A decision time for Coach Victor Floyd. His team on top of Dillon 13-6 as we go under 7 to play in the second quarter.
Taquan King on the tackle that time for the Dillon Wildcats. And, I mean, this is four down territory. Chester does not have a field goal kicker, so they're just going to go for broke here.
Fourth down and 3 for the Cyclones. Dunham goes shotgun. He'll split one receiver out near us and stack the power formation on the left side of the field. They give it off to Felik Brown. Brown looks for room. Brown's going to fight. He will get second effort. He may. It's going to be close. I believe he did get enough for the first. We'll go down to Brown Simpson. Brown, you get an eye on that.
Yeah, Chris, he's got the first down by about a yard. So Chester still on the move.
Cyclones leading this game 13-6, try to go on top by two touchdowns. 6.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. If you're just joining us, Chester scored on the second play from scrimmage, then had a pick six to go up 13-0 before Dillon answered to make it 13-6. First and 10 Cyclones. Dunham nearly drops the football, looks for room. He'll fight his way forward. He'll get a yard or two out of it. And what could have been a really bad situation as he kind of fumbled the snap in the shotgun.
Chris, what they're doing is they're taking Wyatt two and all, and they're just using him, the big offensive lineman. He's like 6'7", 300 pounds. They're using him in an H-back formation in the backfield, and that is that's quite a load coming at you as he is able to get up ahead of steam and get a block on either a linebacker or a lineman in that defensive line.
Second out and 7. Dunham goes shotgun. Takes it out, gives it off. It's Brown. Keeper. Brown fights his way forward to the 5-yard line. So sets up a third down and two as the Cyclones continue to eat up clock. Now 5:45 and counting to go in the second quarter. They're on top of Dillon, 13-6.
And that time they went right behind Tuinall, right behind the guard there. He got the block that allowed Mills to get closer to the goal line.
5.5 minutes to go in the second. Chester to the third and two. Dunham goes shotgun. Gives it off Malik Brown. Brown follows blockers. Brown into the end zone. Touchdown. Chester Cyclones. Malik Brown from 5 yards out of the Cyclones make it 19-6 with 5:26 to go in the second.
Once again, great play on the left side there. Wyatt Tuinall just opening up a big hole, and Malik Brown doing what he does best, cutting it back right at the 2 yard line and then scoops into the end zone untouched.
Chester lining up to go for two. Interesting. Cyclones going for two. An extra point would give them an even 14, but they're going to go for two. No messing around here. Dunham goes shotgun. Brown in the backfield beside him. Three receivers near us, one to the top side of the field. Takes it out. Fake standoff. Throws it. Corner of the end zone. Catch is made. Caught. Conversion's good. Chester makes it 21-6. Jarrell Hill on the catch. The Cyclones on top of the Wildcats. 21-6. 5:26 to go in the second quarter. This is the 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Somebody injures somebody else due to their negligence and they're not willing to step up and make that person whole again. We're the ones that go and make that happen.
We work together to make sure that what we're doing is understanding our client. It's very difficult to be a voice for someone that you don't know.
We don't want somebody to feel alone when they're not able to provide for their family because of an injury. We want people to know that there's somebody out there that will fight for them.
We don't want you to fight your own battles. We don't want you to go it alone. We want you to call Schiller and Hamilton because we've got you back.
Schiller and Hamilton Law Firm. Don't go it alone. 803-366-0333.
5:17 to go in the first quarter of action. The 3A state championship ball kicked off. Going to be taken by Corian Wright. Wright's at the 10, the 15, 20, slips down around the 27-yard line. The Wildcats of Dillon will have it first to 10. Gene, Dillon has now allowed, Chester's now scored more points on Dillon than any team so far this season. Lumberton got 20 first game of the season, but they also lost 49-20. So Chester leads this 21-6, 5:17 to go in the second quarter. Snap to Lester, looks to throw it. Dumps out of the backfield, catch is made by Wright. Wright slips one tackle right across the 30, doing what he does across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Give him a gain of 7, sets up a second and 3 as we approach 5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Dillon needs to put on a really good drive here and give their defense a chance to rest because Chester just put on a, you know, smash-mouth football drive against that Dillon Wildcat defense, which they are not used to.
Chris Miller, Gene Knight, our third member of the team, Brown Simpson on the sideline. We'll go down to him here shortly. Snap, they give it off. Nemo Squire. Squire, nothing going. The Chester defense again answers the bell. And we will go down to down to Brown for this critical third down call. Brown, the Chester defense, trying to really answer the bell here. Dillon needs a first in a bad way.
Yeah, they do, Chris. And when that Dillon defense walked off after that last series, after that two-point conversion, you can see the disappointment in those kids' eyes. Coach Jackie Hayes, his job is to keep them up. Big third down right here for the Wildcats.
Lester throws it out to Wright. Wright makes the catch. He's not going to get the first down. Chester is all over it, and the Cyclones are going to get the football back. Zion Mills and Philippe Brown combined, only a gain of a yard. And it's punting time for the Wildcats. Chester going to get the football back with about 3.5 minutes and 2 timeouts at their discretion.
It's great blocking on the outside by the wideouts, and they got the ball to Wright, the man they wanted to get to. But the problem was Malik Brown and Zion Mills just got off of those blocks quickly and tackled Wright.
So the bad snap, but the kick gets off nonetheless, and it can take a big bounce in favor of Dillon. It dies around the 38-yard line. That's where the Cyclones will have it first and 10. And Brown will check in with you on that Dillon sideline. What's it like? This is kind of a stunner for the Wildcats.
Oh, this Dillon sideline right now, they're kind of quiet, Chris. I think they right now they haven't been in this position all year. So it's going to be up to this coaching staff to regroup this group against a Chester team that has a lot of momentum right now.
Yeah, if you're Dylan, probably at this point you're trying, how can you make a stop to get into the locker room and try to regroup? Because right now Chester has an opportunity to really open this game up. They lead it 21-6. They got the football. 3.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Snap, they give it off out of the backfield. It's going to be carried by Emmanuel Wright. Wright will get a couple. The Wildcat defense comes together and makes up. Now the pile keeps going. Wyatt Chunall and company helping pick up an additional 3 yards of the carry.
Yep, when you got that big offensive line shoulder to shoulder going at you, it's tough to slow them down. One of the Wildcats a little slow to get up. That's McCollum. He was on the bottom of that pile.
Looks to be okay now on second down and 5. 3 minutes exactly to go in the second quarter. 21-6 Cyclones on top of Dillon. Snap to Dunham. Dunham gives it off. Malik Brown tries to stretch it out. Dillon will have none of it, being brought down to the backfield. Making the stop, Roy Covington. Called his name a couple times tonight. Another big stop for Roy.
Yeah, and also coming hard from the inside there was Evans. Josiah Evans is a terror coming off from the when you run away from him because he's very quick to the ball.
Clock stops, 2:48 to go in the first or the second quarter of action.
Big third down play in this ball game right here. Dylan really needs to get the ball back before the start of the second half.
Well, Dylan gets the football to start the second half, so if you're a Wildcat, you got to feel good about that. But you'd love to find a way to get the ball back and maybe get some points. It's a keeper by Dunham. Dunham fights his way. Dunham spins forward. He does not get it up for the first. There's McCollum again making the stop. The Shrine Bowler makes him. Brings him down for a gain of 2, but it's punting time for the Cyclones.
And that defensive end position, he just squatted and waited. He knew that he was coming to the left to his side. Waited on Dunham to clear the line of scrimmage and just put a shoulder and a helmet right into him and stopped him dead in his tracks.
Fourth down and 3. The Cyclones, they'll punt it back. It'll be Corey and Wright back deep for Dylan. Get a chance to take the football here. Dylan, some points on the board. Bobo McKinnon to punt it away for Chester. Good quality snap. Gets off a nice punt. End over and kick. An opportunity for return by Wright. Lets it bounce around. Then it just, what a roll he gets. It goes down inside the 15-yard line. Actually stays at the 16. Be first and 10 for the Dillon Wildcats from their own 16. So 84 yards away from Pater. Brown Simpson, they got something dialed up here?
Repeat that, Chris. I couldn't hear you.
I said, well, what do they got dialed up in a situation like this? 100 seconds remaining in the half.
Well, I tell you, the biggest thing is Chester's got some momentum. Dylan needs a nice drive right here to put some points on the board. They do not want to find themselves down by 15 points going into halftime.
An opportunity for a 2-minute drive by quarterback Jatiel Lester. Scrimmaging from his own 16. Lester sends a man in motion, wants to throw the football. Pump fakes, rolling to his right. Going to look to run the football now. Lester's across the 20. The 25 squirts out of bounds. Gave him 12 and a Wildcat first down.
Lester very handily that time. He looked to the left. Everything was covered, and he just dropped it, and he knew he had Huggins Bruce running the man off on the far side of the field, so he had a lot of green space over there. Tucked it, ran, got the first down, got out of bounds, stops the clock, and keeps the drive alive.
So first and 10 for the Wildcats up the 29-yard line. Dylan on the move. Minute 31 to go in the first half. They trail at 21-6. Looking to throw the football to Lester. They set up the screen. Dump it out of the backfield. Catch is made. Squires. Squires at the 35. Runs into his own blockers. He's hitting wrapped up around the 32. Give him a gain of 3. Sets up a second down and 7. Clock becoming a factor now. 1:15 to go in the first half.
Guys scored 2 touchdowns. Malik Brown, the safety for Chester Cyclones, making the tackle that time.
Of course, make sure you stay tuned at halftime. Brown Simpson will be talking to the coaches. Second down and 7 for Lester, going shotgun. 2 wide receivers each side, wants to throw the football. Lester back in the pocket. Now Lester looks to run. In trouble. Lester going to run to his right. Now back to his left. He's pulled down. He'll lose a couple.
Murphy on the tackle that time. Number 38, Teddy Murphy, gets his 12th sack of the season as he gets Lester behind the line of scrimmage. And he's got a Dillon player down.
Yeah, timeout on the field for the injury. We'll take one as well. 42 seconds remaining in the first half. This is the 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network.
This is Buffy with Tom's Body Shop. Having a wreck is never fun. Tom's Body Shop will handle filing your insurance claim and even help secure a rental car for you. Tom's is a direct repair facility for most insurance companies, but if not, we can still assist you with repairing your car. 324-3455.
Hi, this is Randy Ligon of Ligon Realty and Auction Company, wishing the Cyclones much success in tonight's state high school football championship game. For details on our real estate, jewelry, and equipment auctions, go online to theligandcompany.com. Gotta go.
Your perfect match. Perhaps it's a love seat or a plush mattress. Or maybe it's a shiny oak table. Hi, I'm Jeff Hart at York Badcock, and I bet you I have your perfect match. With great values, hometown service, easy financing, Badcock will help you out. And for credits you can actually get, we make it easy. Stop by or give us a call at 803-628-0911. Isn't it time you find your perfect match?
Lester, the injured player. That's the quarterback for Dillon. Bobo McKinnon comes into the game. Now whistles come out as Bobo McKinnon going to step into the game now. You're at a delay game. That's going to back him up 5 yards. Let's talk about McKinnon on the season. He's played in 11 games. He's 12 of 18, 225 yards. He has 5 touchdowns, but 3 picks. So get an opportunity to come in here and try to get something rolling. 16 seconds. Your backup quarterback, Gene, this might be one of them deals where you just hand it off and go to the locker room.
Oh, that's why they emptied the backfield.
Third down and 14 for Bobo McKinnon. Takes the snap, wants to throw it. Bobo sits back in the pocket. Now he's going to roll to his right. Bobo wants to run it. Gets across the 30, squirts out of bounds at the 40-yard line. There'll be 6 seconds on the clock, so Dillon an opportunity maybe to heave one deep. We'll check in Brown Simpson. Brown, any word on Lester?
Chris, it is going to be close. The line judge is lined up right over top of the football, and our referee, Richard Getting, says first down, Wildcats.
Any update on Jatil Lester after the injury?
They took him over to the – actually, he's on the sideline right now. He's sitting on the bench, and he's moving around. A little soreness looks like in that right knee, but I believe he's going to be okay. He should be back in the second half.
Yeah, it might just be a good thing to keep him out. But Bobo McKinnon, an opportunity. He needs to go 61 yards in 6 seconds. Try to set something up. Try to get the score before the end of the half. See the Hail Mary, what he can do. McKinnon looks to throw the football. Sits back in the pocket. Airs it deep over the middle. And it's incomplete. Nearly picked off. Still 2 seconds left. So an opportunity for McKinnon again to heave it. Does not have the arm strength to throw it 61 yards. So the hope is, can you throw it about 30 yards down the field? Maybe your receiver makes a move and gets to the end zone.
Or maybe you pull something out of the, you know, the old trick bag and do a hook and lateral to Nemo or someone or the other players or Corey and Wright. You got Green and Wright split to the far side of the field, but Chester's playing deep, two deep zones.
Snap to McKinnon, looks to throw it. Catch is made. Nowhere to go, and that's going to do it for the first half of action after one half at Williams-Brice Stadium. The Chester Cyclones, 21, the Dillon Wildcats 6. Brown Simpson's going to grab one of the coaches, and he has a hot mic. Whenever you want to jump in, Brown Simpson, it is yours. As Simpson going to get Coach Victor Floyd, his team leading at the half, 21-6. And pretty excited he's got to be, Coach Floyd, as Brown's in full sprint mode as he tries to find Coach Floyd. He finds him. Brown Simpson, here you go.
Yeah, Chris, we got Coach Victor Floyd. Coach, 2 big plays, offensively and defensively. The first play, a scrimmage, Philippe Brown with that big touchdown run.
That was huge for us to get us going, and the kids have played real hard from that point on.
Yeah, and then that big pick six also helped that momentum.
Huge play. Stan Mills made a great play. I've been practicing that route all week. He stepped in front of it, made a huge play.
And, Coach, it looks like your offensive line is doing a great job controlling the line of scrimmage against this tough defense. Dillon defense.
They're trying. They're doing a solid job. I hope we'll be a little better in the second half.
Best of luck in the second half.
All right. Thank you.
Back to you, Chris.
Coach Victor Floyd of the Chester Cyclones. You got to love Coach Floyd. You know, he's a guy hard-nosed and says, hey, playing well, but be playing better.
One sentence answers. I love it. He just gives you a complete thought every time he talks to you. And, you know, that's all you can ask for of a coach. He's made a commitment to this program, and these young men have made a commitment to this program. And right now at halftime, they're ahead 21-6 over a team that plays in and out state championships every year.
All kinds of goodies for you at halftime. The Hospitality Heating and Air halftime report. We'll hear from the Carolina Panthers, the Gamecocks, the Tigers. Got all that for you. Plus, we'll update you on what happened in the first half and preview that T.L. Hanna-Dutch Fort matchup coming your way later tonight. Halftime here at Williams-Brice Stadium, the 3A State Championship. It's the Chester Cyclones 21, the Dillon Wildcats 6. This is the 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality, heating, and air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Molly Augenstein and Marion Manheim.
The Y gives so much back to the community.
You'll have no idea what's going to happen to change your life for the better.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
How about those Dillon Wildcats? The City of Dillon congratulates our Wildcats on another great season. All of us at the City are extremely proud of your accomplishments and look forward to celebrating another state championship. Go Dillon Wildcats!
Founders Federal Credit Union is rewarding loyal members again this year. On December 1st, select Founders members could receive a loyalty bonus. Visit RelaxLoyaltyPays.com to estimate what your payout could be on December 1st and view more information on program qualifications and restrictions. Be sure to log into Founders Online on December 1st to see if you have received a loyalty bonus. Not a member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
No worries. That's what Todd Andrews says you'll have when you buy a metal roof from Classic Metals in Richburg.
When you buy your metal roof at Classic Metals, you have no worries about what you're getting, and the quality is top-notch.
Details online at ClassicMetalInc.com.
Hi, this is Randy Ligon of Ligon Realty and Auction Company, wishing the Cyclones much success in tonight's state high school football championship game. For details on our real estate, jewelry, and equipment auctions, go online to theligoncompany.com. Gotta go.
There is no holding them, Tigers. Let's be honest about it. With your Clemson Tiger update for the state championship, I'm Stephen Stone for the OTS Sports Network. All right, so we're headed to the Cotton Bowl, and Notre Dame is waiting, eh? Head coach Dabo Swinney.
Amazing to play one of the undefeated in Notre Dame, you know, one of the best programs in college football history. It's a special opportunity, and I know it'll be a great week for both teams. It's an incredible challenge, but I know one that both teams will be excited about. I don't have any doubt it'll be an unbelievable game. So looking forward to spending some time in Dallas, but we just appreciate all the hospitality and all the hard work that goes into making it such a great event for our players.
Coach Sweeney tells us that experience doesn't necessarily win you the game. You still got to get out there and get it done.
I think experience is not a negative. It's definitely a positive. But at the end of the day, you've got to play well. And Coach Kelly and the job he's done at Notre Dame this year, this team, and they've had a special season. So, you know, experience is great for sure, but you got to play well. What it all comes down to is four quarters of good football.
And as the Tigers are getting ready for the Fighting Irish, Coach Sweeney is excited to see Jerry World for the first time.
First of all, that stadium, what a great venue. I've never been there, and obviously seen it on TV. I'm looking forward to, you know, playing a game in such an incredible environment and just having a chance to compete against a great team and, again, on a great stage. Representing Clemson the very best we can. That's what I'm looking forward to, and seeing our players.
It'll definitely be a battle of the Titans. It's the Cotton Bowl, and it comes your way. The Clemson Tigers and Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Saturday, December 29th, 4 o'clock kickoff on WRHI FM 100.1. Pre-game comes your way at 1 p.m. With your Clemson Tiger update on State Championship Friday, I'm Stephen Stone for the OTS Sports Network.
This is Buffy with Tom's Body Shop. Having a wreck is never fun. Tom's Body Shop will handle filing your insurance claim and even help secure a rental car for you. Tom's is a direct repair facility for most insurance companies, but if not, we can still assist you with repairing your car. 324-3455.
At the Y, it's about more than sports and working out.
It's about strengthening communities.
By helping kids reach their full potential and encouraging healthy living.
Get involved with the Y. Visit upymca.org.
With 14 area locations to serve you and more on the way.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality.
Hey, Rock Hill. We're James River Equipment, your local John Deere dealership. We're here and we're dedicated to supporting you with customer service you won't find anywhere else. We have a full line of John Deere equipment from residential to large ag and everything in between. Plus, we offer free delivery on compact utility tractors and a 10-year warranty with yearly service. Come find us at 380 North Anderson Road, just 1 mile north of York Tech. Request a quote today at jamesriverequipment.com.
Your perfect match. Perhaps it's a love seat or a plush mattress. Or maybe it's a shiny oak table. Hi, I'm Jeff Hart at York Badcock, and I bet you I have your perfect match. With great values, hometown service, easy financing, Badcock will help you out. And for credit you can actually get, we make it easy. Stop by or give us a call at 803-628-0911. Isn't it time you find your perfect match?
All in all, it really hasn't been that bad of a season for the Gamecock faithful. With your South Carolina Gamecock update, state championship edition for the OTS Sports Network, I'm Stephen Stone. Well, this regular season's behind the Gamecocks, and now they're bowl-bound. Head coach Will Muschamp.
Well, we're really excited about going to the Belk Bowl, our first trip here at the University of South Carolina, but certainly familiar with the Bank of America Stadium, one of the finest venues in the National Football League. It opened up last year against NC State, and a great football game with them, and open up 2019 season with the University of North Carolina. So one of our best alumni bases there in Charlotte. We do a lot of recruiting in that area and certainly in the state of North Carolina.
And Coach Muschamp tells us that, well, they've got a lot of things to play for, even in a bowl game.
For us, 8 wins would be the only 15th time in school history, and back-to-back 8 or more wins for only the 7th time in school history. So we've got a lot on the line versus Virginia. Bronco Mendenhall, I don't know personally, but I've got a lot of respect for him and the job he did at BYU and certainly how he's turned around the Virginia program.
And although the Gamecocks will be taking on Virginia in the Belk Bowl, they'll be doing it without the services of Debo Samuel. Debo is going to be there, but he's not going to be dressed as he's choosing to get himself ready for the NFL draft. Jake Bentley says Debo's a special guy.
I think he just loves football. I think if they want him to go at safety, he'd do it. I mean, you know, I think he's on every special team, so just the way he plays, it's just helps our team so much. And, you know, I said it before the season, just the confidence that he brings our team is unlike any other, and the fact that, you know, everyone knows he can change a game with one play, so you know, he's just a great player.
It's South Carolina and Virginia in the Belk Bowl. That's coming up Saturday, December 29th. 12 noon to kickoff. Pregame gets underway on Interstate 107, 9 a.m. that morning. With your South Carolina Gamecock update for the OTS Sports Network, I'm Stephen Stone.
This is Buffy with Tom's Body Shop. Having a wreck is never fun. Tom's Body Shop will handle filing your insurance claim and even help secure a rental car for you. Tom's is a direct repair facility for most insurance companies, but if not, we can still assist you with repairing your car. 324-3455.
Why join the Y?
For strong, confident kids.
For connected, healthy families.
For a sense of belonging.
And for a brighter future.
Now with 14 area locations to serve you and more on the way.
How about those Dillon Wildcats? The City of Dillon congratulates our Wildcats on another great season. All of us at the City are extremely proud of your accomplishments and look forward to celebrating another state championship. Go Dillon Wildcats!
Founders Federal Credit Union is rewarding loyal members again this year. On December 1st, select Founders members could receive a loyalty bonus. Visit RelaxLoyaltyPays.com to estimate what your payout could be on December 1st and view more information on program qualifications and restrictions. Be sure to log into Founders Online on December 1st to see if you have received a loyalty bonus. Not a member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Customer satisfaction. That's how Todd Andrews has grown Classic Metals in Richburg.
The service we give, we really strive to be the best. If something's wrong, we make it right. If it's our fault, we'll do anything we can to fix the problem.
Details online at ClassicMetalInc.com.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality, heating, and air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality
Panthers will look to snap a four-game losing streak as they visit the four-win Cleveland Browns coming up on Sunday. I'm Jim Zoki with a Panthers update after this.
The Carolinas are family, which is why all of us at Ford Motor Company are committed to helping our family of dealers, customers, all Carolinians, restore their lives. We're doing everything we can to get those affected by Hurricane Florence back on the road to recovery. To learn more, visit buyfordnow.com. Working together, it's how we all go further.
After losing four consecutive games, the Panthers take a 6-6 record to face the 4-7-1 Cleveland Browns on Sunday. Number one overall draft pick, Baker Mayfield, has played well for Cleveland since taking over during week three from Tyrod Taylor. Panthers veteran cornerback Captain Munnerlyn on the rookie quarterback.
We got a very strong arm. He's a gunslinger. He can throw the ball all over the field. By watching film, I seen him make some throws. I was like, man, how did he even fit that in there? So it's definitely... He's definitely a special athlete. We know that he can move around, and he's definitely doing some big things in the NFL. You know, be a rookie to do what he's doing and to, you know, win football games like they've been winning and doing things like that. He's definitely a special athlete.
Panthers head coach Ron Rivera will take over defensive play calling this week. He's longtime friends with Browns interim head coach Greg Williams, who still serves in the dual role as Cleveland's defensive coordinator.
They have a very aggressive nature, and you look at the pressures that they bring. You know, that's one thing. But then you also look at some of the stuff they do, which is very sound in terms of some of their basic coverages. So you've got to make sure that, you know, as you're playing the game, that you can protect, you know, if they're bringing their pressures. And you also got to be aware of, again, how sound they are and some of the things they do in coverages.
I'm Jim Zoki on the Carolina Panthers Radio Network.
The 3A state championship on the OTS Sports Network, 21-6 at the half. The Chester Cyclones on top of the Dillon Wildcats, Chris Miller and the Dean G-Knight. Brown Simpson's on the sideline. He'll be talking to Dillon head coach Jackie Hayes here shortly. Gene, let's this first half, for those who don't follow either one of these teams, many people looked on paper and said, okay, you expect Dillon to win, maybe even comfortably in this game, but it's been a shocker to most people in attendance at how Chester's played this game, because Chester really, they're up 21-6, but it very easily could be 28-6 or even like 35-6.
Yeah, it was a big turning point when Chester scored on the first play from scrimmage, and then Dillon was able to subsequently drive the ball inside the 5-yard line, and on a play across the middle that Lester went into double coverage. And number nine for the Chester Cyclones, Stan Mills, was right there, picked the ball at about the 3-yard line, came to the near sideline, and because Dillon had emptied the backfield, there was nobody deep except for Lester, and Lester had already been swallowed up by the defensive rush. All of a sudden, Stan Mills is looking nothing but green grass in front of him, puts another touchdown on the board, and from that point on, Chester has really sort of dominated this game in the first half.
But when you look at the yardage, they haven't. The halftime stats tell a different story. Dillon, 33 total plays, 168 yards. Chester only has 108 yards on 23 plays. Half of that came on the one play when he went 53 yards for Leek Brown on the first play from scrimmage. So since that run, one play, Dillon has only allowed 55 yards, yet they see themselves trailing 21-6.
Yeah, and, you know, Coach Hayes has got to get to – he's got to make the adjustments in the half. He's got to find a way to shut this Chester defense offense down, get them three and out, and get the ball back. But more importantly, he's got to get his offense on track so that they can put some points on the board and begin to close the gap. Otherwise, Chester's just going to drive the ball, chew the clock, and keep Dillon's offense off the field.
Be interesting to see what Coach Jackie Hayes of the Dillon Wildcats say. Brown Simpson will be talking with him here shortly. That sound here is the Chester Cyclones making their way back out onto the field. Gene, let's change gears a bit. If you've been following high school football, Weekend of Champions, game number one, Myrtle Beach beat Greer. I don't want to say it was an upset, because when you get to state championship, teams are very close, but Greer seemed to be the favored team. Myrtle Beach dominated the second half, erased a four-point deficit to win 37-21. We got a great one in the nightcap. We have T.L. Hanna and Dutch Fork. Dutch Fork, most people expected to be here, but T.L. Hanna, I'm not going to say they came out of nowhere, but at the beginning of the season, I don't think many people said, oh, it's going to be Dutch Fork and T.L. Hanna. They said Dutch Fork and maybe Gaffney, Dutch Fork and maybe Dorman.
Yeah,
maybe Burns.
Last year. Yeah.
T.L. Hanna maybe was the fourth or fifth team that was mentioned.
Well, the thing about it, I think, you know, T.L. Hanna plays in a region that is not considered very strong. I mean, Region 2 with the 5A around the Spartanburg area is considered the strongest region in the state of South Carolina, no doubt about it. But T.L. Hanna has been playing very good football the last 3 years. And, of course, their big, talented fullback defensive end, Pickens, is one of the reasons that they are. And, of course, their quarterback, too, who is an Army commit. We had a chance to meet the other day at the press conference. So T.L. Hanna has come up out of the clouds, and the folks in Anderson are just on cloud nine because this is a very, very good football team. And, of course, Dutch Fork, the team out of the West Columbia Irmo area, is also a very good football team. So we've had some really good football games here so far.
Yeah, Alex Meredith, the quarterback for T.L. Hanna, which is an interesting story. As a sophomore, he threw for 2,800 yards as an air raid quarterback. Then he makes the switch last year, say, hey, you're going to be a wing T QB. So it's interesting how that change is made. And he's done very well. So he's shown that, hey, he can be coached really well if need be.
Yeah, and he can take orders. It's quite simply. That's why you understand why he's going to the Army Academy to play football and also to serve our country. He told us, you know, he had committed for 5 years. So just a good story all the way around for the folks out of the Anderson area and T.L. Hanna Yellow Jackets. And, of course, you know, the famous movie with Robert Radio Curry. He'll be here for that game, no doubt about it. So just a great, I don't want to say a Cinderella story, but I think a very good success story for a rebuilding of a fine program in the Anderson area.
Brown Simpson standing by to talk with legendary coach Jackie Hayes of the Dillon Wildcats. Of course, we talked to him during high school football tonight, and you and I had an opportunity to chat with him a little in detail in Columbia at the press conference. And, I mean, he was his normal self. He was had the right things to say, didn't get overly excited. Obviously, there's no overconfidence. But it'd be interesting to see what he said to his team at halftime, because it was a tough situation to go in. They've not been in a situation like this. They haven't given up 21 points all season. The most points they gave up was 20 to Lumberton in the season opener, which they beat them 48-20. So it's, how do you navigate this?
You know, you got to make adjustments. You got to figure out what you're doing wrong, and turnovers are one of the things you want to eliminate from any half or in any game. So they can't turn the ball over anymore, and they've got to start making some plays on offense. They got to convert some third downs. That's what Chester is giving them a fit for ever since they had that one drive down inside the 3-yard line.
Of course, we got an eye on Brown Simpson waiting for Coach Hayes to chat with him on the sideline. Whenever Brown, whenever you're ready, you can take it, my friend. Getting set for the second half, Coach Hayes and his squad. You got it, Brown. It's on you, my friend. You want it.
I think Coach Hayes is chatting with the video crew, so Brown will be next in line to get with him.
All the media types got to get with him. As he is having that conversation. His team trailing 21-6, getting set for the second half.
Chris, I've got Coach Hayes with me right now. Coach, your message to your team when you went into the locker room.
Well, you know, we played about as bad as we could play in the first half. Let's just stay focused and stick to the game plan and do what we're capable of doing.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck in the second half. Chris, back up to you.
And Coach Jackie Hayes, a man of few words, spoken like a guy. And, you know, Gene, you got to figure that's his thought. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah.
They did not play well. They did not play Dillon football, especially when you give up 21 points, having given up more than 20 all season. So it's a season high in yardage. So I imagine that message was a stern one. But at this point, it's almost like if your team cannot motivate themselves for a state championship, what are you doing? And this is a guy who's been here a lot of times, 10 of the last 11 seasons, so he knows what he's doing.
Well, you know, we saw, like we talked about in the first game, we saw how Greer kind of just folded up in the second half. They were ahead at the half, and Myrtle Beach comes out, pops them in the mouth, gets the lead, and, you know, the Myrtle Beach fans start getting on them, and all of a sudden gets another touchdown, and then Greer finds themselves down by about 10 or 12 points. They come back, score a touchdown right at the end of the third quarter, and you think they have a little momentum going to the fourth quarter, and once again the air just goes out of the balloon, and Myrtle Beach has had their way with them in the fourth quarter. So that's essentially what Dillon has got to do here. I think this drive, they've got to put 7 points on the board if they want to make this a game. If they don't get 7 points here on this drive, I think Dillon may be in a little bit of trouble, because Chester is just going to get behind that big offensive line and chew up yardage and chew up time.
I want to say hello to our friend Mary Bell. Crystal Laws also watching. Ed Brock checking in. Tia Washington. Appreciate you guys listening to us on Interstate 107.1, 107.3, and, of course, also following us on WRHI's Facebook. You can go there for a live in-booth view. We are underway the second half. Dillon will get the football to start this second half. Racing up the middle of the field. Lots of running room across the 45-yard line. Finally dragged down there. And now they say the ball was fumbled. They say the ball was fumbled. No, oh, it's... There's still an argument. They're saying Chester football, Brown-Simpson.
Chris, it looked like the Dillon returner that time just was not brought down, and one of the Chester players just came in and just stripped the football from him. This is not the start that the Dillon Wildcats wanted to start this second half.
Amari Huggins-Bruce was the returner and fumbled the football. Chester will start first and 10, and you heard from Coach Jackie Hayes say, played about as bad as you can play, and I imagine this is not what he had dialed up here to start the second half. He figured, let's drive down the field, get some points on the board. But now it'll be first and 10 Cyclones from the Dillon 45. Dunham hands it off Malik Brown. Brown fights his way through traffic to the 42-yard line. Give him a gain of three on the tackle. Tyquan King for the Wildcats.
Yeah, King came up from his linebacker position. Made the tackle that time on Malik Brown. That was the same play they scored the touchdown on the first play from scrimmage in the first half. Just going back to that well again over that left side. Both teams' left side of the offensive line has been very, very dominant this game.
Dunham takes it, options it out to the Felique Brown on the outside for a gain of three, make it four, steps out of bounds. Now a third down and two call for Chester. They lead it 21-6 with the football with 11:17 to go in the third quarter of action.
Well, you can look at turnovers in any football game, and so far turnovers have favored the Chester Cyclones. A pick six and now a fumble on the second half kickoff gives them great field position in Dillon territory.
Third down and three will be the official call. Zan Dunham, the freshman, goes shotgun, takes it out. It's a gift to Felique Brown. Brown bounces to the outside, and the Wildcats stymie him. He'll get a yard, needed three, so brings up fourth down and two, and a decision for Coach Victor Floyd. It's a situation you'd love to just run it down the throat, but at the same time, you think maybe you play the field position game, your defense is playing good. And I think he's going to go for it here. Brown-Simpson, what's going to be the call?
I think you're going to see this time number 17, Zan Dunham. I think you'll see him control the football, and I think he's going to be the runner. And I think you're going to see him run it behind Tuno. The big Shrine Bowler, undecided right now where he's going to go to college. Since Appalachian State Satterfield coach is moving on to Louisville.
Fourth down in the yard. Dunham goes gun. Dillon brings heat, and I think Dillon jumped. I think the Wildcats jumps will get the official call.
Before the snap. Schmidt. 5-yard penalty results in a first down.
My goodness, if you're Coach Jackie Hayes, this is about a nightmare start to the second half. You fumble the opening kickoff, then you make another mental mistake on fourth and two. You jump off sides, Gene, and give Chester a free first down.
You can start to see some of the body language on the Dillon players. They're getting a little bit down on themselves. They got to keep their heads up high.
First and 10, Dunham takes it, gives it off. Brown. Brown goes for about a yard. A couple Wildcats converge on the stop, led by Josiah Evans. Stan Mills on the carry for Chester.
Yeah, Mills that time, and it was Josiah Evans, and he was finished off by Dre Thompson coming in from that linebacker position once again. This is where Dillon wants to get Chester in a second down and long. This is a good situation for the Wildcats.
Shotgun look for Dunham on second down and nine. Takes it out. It's a give. Brown. No, it's a keeper. Dunham. Dunham gets across the 25. He's hit right there at the 23 and goes down. Give him a gain of 6 yards. Sets up a third down and three for the Cyclones.
Isaiah Benjamin on the tackle that time. He had 21 tackles on the season and two picks. Comes hard from that Rover position.
The 3A state championship brought to you by James River Equipment, your local hometown John dealer in Rock Hill on Anderson Road, and your Upper Palmetto YMCA with 14 convenient locations in York, Chester, and Lancaster counties. And by Classic Metals, put your last roof on first. ClassicMetalsInc.com. Third down and two. Dunham goes gun. Brown beside him in the backfield, gives it off. Brown fights his way through traffic. Still pushing his way towards the first down marker. Not going to get it. The ball, they say, came out at the end, but no, they say it was down first. Now another decision for Coach Victor Floyd. Last time he wanted to go for it, and Dylan jumped. What does he do here?
I think he does the same thing. I think he got, you know, lines him up, tries to go with the claps, freezing him, trying to get Dylan a little bit too anxious to jump off sides.
21-6 the score. Chester on top, fourth down and two, 8:49 to go in the third quarter. Cyclones with the football at the 22. Shotgun look, it's Dunham. Dunham follows blockers. Dunham fights his way forward, uses his big body. He'll get the first. He needed a yard, he got two. First and 10 Cyclones down to the 19-yard line of Dylan.
Yeah, 6'4", 210 pounds. He's hard to stop, and he just got in the gap there between the center and the guard. Knifed his way forward for the first down. Good run that time by Zan Dunham.
And now clock. You don't want to say clock's a factor yet, but if Chester scores here, clock really becomes a factor for Dylan because 8.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Cyclones up by two scores, trying to make it three on this drive. Dunham goes gun. Dunham takes it out. Looks to run the football, pitches it out. Brown's in trouble. Brown changes his field direction. He is going to be bottled up with a backfield. Minus six on the play. That play went nowhere from Jump Street.
Well, Dylan had been playing to start the second half of 4-3. They went back to their straight 50 defense that time. And number 25, Shakai Jeanton, came in there. He's got 27 tackles on the season. He came in and disrupted that whole play, got him trapped up in the backfield and let the pursuit catch up with him.
Second down and 15 now for Chester. Ball at the 24-yard line of Dylan. Need to get the 9 to get the first down. Dunham goes gun. Three wide receivers near us. Looks to throw the football. Dunham rolls right. Heaves it towards the end zone into double. Coverage goes up to the catch made. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Chester Cyclones. Dorian Bagley makes the catch. What a catch by Bagley. Used his go-go gadget arms, and the Cyclones make it 27-6, 7:44 to go in the third.
Corian Wright and Darian Alford over there on that left side, they just got beat. I mean, Bagley just ran a little route right along the sideline. And like I said before, Chester's wide receivers, I mean, they're almost on the sideline. That's a very unusual type split. And when players start moving back towards the ball, they can slip behind them very well. Just a great play call and a great throw that time by Dunham.
Cyclones trying to make it a 28-6 lead, and they do. Chester 28, Dylan 6. This is the 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network.
Hi, this is Randy Ligon of Ligon Realty and Auction Company, wishing the Cyclones much success in tonight's state high school football championship game. For details on our real estate, jewelry, and equipment auctions, go online to theligoncompany.com. Gotta go.
This is Buffy with Tom's Body Shop. Having a wreck is never fun. Tom's Body Shop will handle filing your insurance claim and even help secure a rental car for you. Tom's is a direct repair facility for most insurance companies, but if not, we can still assist you with repairing your car.
324-3455. 7:44 to go in the third quarter of action. And get this, folks, the Chester Cyclones lead the Dillon Wildcats 28-6. And the tornadoes are lighting up our Facebook live feed. We see Jenny Lynn Roberts, go Cyclones. She's got the Cyclones. Philip Alexander, he just put like 8 tornadoes in a row. And then Sandra Moore, she's got 5 tornadoes of her own. So, excuse me, let me make sure to say right. Cyclones, 5 cyclones of their own. Not tornadoes, those are cyclones. And right now, there is a cyclone happening at Williams-Brice Stadium as they are on top of the Dillon Wildcats, the same Dillon Wildcats that have won 5 of the last 6 state championships.
I just feel like the Cyclones have dropped a house right on top of the Dillon Wildcats, no doubt about it.
Coach Jackie Hayes got to figure something out here, but there's a reason why this guy's a Hall of Fame coach. He's won 317 games. He knows how to win football games, so if you're a Chester fan, you better hang on because you know you're going to get Coach Hayes' best effort over the last 20 minutes or so of this game. It is not over yet, even though you're down or you're up by 3 scores. Dillon can score in a hurry. I want to say hello to also Pamela Thompson reaching out. Jenny Lynn Roberts says, hey, Jean Knight tells you she's here in spirit.
Yeah, she sits right beside me at Comporium. Jenny Lynn's a great young lady and a big Chester Cyclone fan.
Of course, we're live on the in-booth view on Facebook Live. You can watch us there and also listen on 107.1, 107.3. On the return, it's Dorian Wright for Dylan up to the 36-yard line. First and 10, that's where the Wildcats will start. Brown Simpson, Dylan got a lot of work to do.
I tell you what, Dylan's got a lot of work to do, Chris, but give credit to the Chester Cyclones. Dorian Bagley with great concentration right in front of me on that touchdown catch.
from Zan Dunham. The Cyclones right now, they're on fire.
Ty Copeland just said on Facebook Live, Dorian Backley's got sticky fingers. If he touches it, he's coming down with it. He proved that there on that touchdown. First and 10, Wildcats from the 35. Lester back in the game, bounce to the outside. Nemo Squire, he's upended after a gain of about four. Sets up a second down and six, making the stop Terrence Mills for Chester.
And Terrence Mills made that stop with a hand in his face, in his grill, really, as Nemo was sticking the stiff arm out there real strong.
So second down and six for the Wildcats. 7:14 to go in this third quarter. It's 28-6. Chester's on top of Dillon. Lester goes gun, back in the contest now. Fakes it, gives it off to Squire. Squire looks for room, bounce to the outside. Chester will have none of it. Cyclones tackle him at the line of scrimmage, coming through. Octavian Minter with a stop. Third down and five now for Dillon. A critical part of this game for Dillon. You cannot, if you're the Wildcats, punt the ball back to Chester, because if you do, that Cyclone offense will get going again.
Give credit to Twan Patton and Quay Evans on that left side. They stood him up, and then Mentor came in there and finished him off.
Lester rolled back to his right. It's a screen caught. No, it's dropped. Squire cannot hang on to it. Goes in the dirt, and it is punting time for Dillon. Chester will get the football back.
Great stop that time by the Chester defense. They have really got the momentum here, Chris. Two turnovers in this game. Chester's translated them both into points, and that has been truly the difference in this football game.
So punting time for Dillon. McKinnon will do the honors. Back deep for Chester. It's going to be Zion Mills. The punt's going to be taken back by Mills. Now he'll just let it bounce and be downed around the 26-yard line. That's going to be first and 10 for the Cyclones, leading at 28-6. And Brown, I don't think Chester's starting to feel it yet, but they got to like the situation. They're up three scores with 6 minutes to go in the third.
I think they've got to be real confident right now. But, you know, Coach Floyd, like you said, he didn't say a lot, but I can tell you this. He's probably got his team focused. I see him over on the sideline right now. The Chester Cyclones have some momentum going into this as we end of this third quarter, Chris.
Want to say hey to Trey Janicki, rooting on the Chester Cyclones. Also our good friend Buffy Garner and Tom's Body Shops. He says this Bearcat is pulling for Chester. Time out on the field, we'll take it as well. 28-6, Chester on top of Dillon. This is the 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network.
The most comfortable call you can make, hospitality.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hey, Rock Hill. We're James River Equipment, your local John Deere dealership. We're here and we're dedicated to supporting you with customer service you won't find anywhere else. We have a full line of John Deere equipment from residential to large ag and everything in between. Plus, we offer free delivery on compact utility tractors and a 10-year warranty with yearly service. Come find us at 380 North Anderson Road, just 1 mile north of York Tech. Request a quote today at jamesriverequipment.com.
The 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network. Chester with the football. First to 10. Handoff by Dunham. Gives it off to Emmanuel Wright. Picks up about 3 or 4 yards before he's brought down. Brings up a second down and seven for Chester. They lead at 28-6 with 5:59 to go in the third quarter. Takes it out. It's a handoff again. It's Wright. Wright trying to shift his way across the field. Wright does to the 35. Wright to the 40. Give him a gain of 10 and a Cyclones first down.
Dazon Alford on the stop that time for the Dillon Wildcats, but give Wright credit. He just bottled his blockers, found a little wall in there, and angled it back to the Chester sideline for a big first down.
I want to say hello to Kathy Barnett, Mary Bell, and Robert Lynn, all watching the in-studio view on Facebook Live. Snap, they give it off. It's a keeper by Dunham. Dunham runs to the line of scrimmage, then maybe gets about a yard more. Brings up a second down, and we'll say 9 for the Cyclones.
Good penetration that time by Shakai Genty, the defensive lineman. He was in the backfield very quickly and forced Dunham to turn it up before he really wanted to.
Brings up a second down and 10. For Chester from the 40-yard line, their own 40. They lead it 28-6. Dunham gives it off. Malik Brown bounces to the 40. Then is stymied there. No, the ball was fumbled. The ball's picked up by Dillon. Going down the sideline with it. It's going to be a touchdown for Jadarius McDaniel. Brown fumbled the football. McDaniel rumbled 41 yards. And that may be what the Wildcats need to get back in this football game.
Well, it's a turnover that you turn into a touchdown. And that's what the Chester Cyclones did on the pick six. Dillon now answers the bell. But that does mean that the Wildcat defense will have to go back out on the field.
Ooh, the ball was not fumbled. We just saw the view. The beauty of a state championship broadcast, Gene, is you get the view. And Philippe Brown was sitting on the ground. That was pretty clear. The officials just missed the call. Now Dillon's going to go for two, trailing 28-12. They'll get the offense out. The play clock's down to 12.
They didn't have their ball in the game. They needed their ball.
And now Lester will go shotgun, takes it out. It's going to be a keeper by Lester. Lester will try to stretch it out. Lester will not get there. He's short. He's brought down short of the end zone. So that keeps it a 28-12 game. Brown Simpson, you had an eye on that. In our view, looked like he did not fumble the football.
Give credit to LaTerrence Mills that time. Mills was the young man who kept Lester out of the end zone for the two-point conversion.
And the reason that holding on that two-point conversion was so critical is because that makes it a 16-point game. So if you're Dillon, you've got to get two touchdowns, and you also have to get two two-point conversions. If they were able to get the two-point conversion, there would have been a 14-point game, so a touchdown and two extra points. But again, Dillon does not kick extra points, go for two every time. So you could, look, I mean, that'd give you, you have to go one for two on the conversion there, but now you got to go two for two if you get the two touchdowns.
That's what I mean. That was a huge play that time by Mills to keep Lester out of the end zone as far as the scoreboard's concerned.
I want to say hello to Scotty Rouse. He's listening, big Cyclones fan. Appreciate you listening in. Of course, you can listen on FM 107.1, 107.3, Interstate 107. The Interstate 107 app, in-stadium 101.7 FM, or on the Facebook Live app. Now the ball's kicked. It's an onside kick. It's going to be recovered. I don't want to say onside kick. It was an angled kick, nearly picked up by Dillon. So it'll be first and 10 Cyclones from their own 38-yard line, and we'll check in with Brown Simpson. Brown, what's the feeling like after that big defensive play?
Well, it was a big defensive play for the Dillon Wildcats, and there's a lot of excitement on the sideline right now. They're still down by 16. I think the big question right now, Chris, is how is Chester going to respond after that call that the Dillon Wildcats scored on that fumble recovery?
Yeah, it was clear from the replay on the Jumbotron. It was not a fumble. Malik Brown was laying on his back when the ball was ripped out. Nonetheless, the officials saw it differently. Snap, looking to throw the football. Dunham across the middle, has an open receiver. Catch is made. That's Mills. Mills to the outside. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Finally ripped out of the 9-yard line. Stan, no, check that. Not Stan Mills.
Zion Mills.
Zion Mills with the reception. And he goes down to the 9-yard line. 52-yard gain on the reception. And the Cyclones a first and goal after that catch and run. Terrence Mills. Apologize. All these Mills.
Well, 5 and 8 look a lot alike
from our vantage.
I'm here in the clouds.
It was Terrence Mills with the reception. But first and goal, Chester. Brown said, how are they going to respond? That's how they responded.
Nice pass play right across the middle. Mills on just a post right behind the linebackers, and Zan Dunham put it right on the mark.
Stan Mills in now running the Wildcat. It's a keeper by Mills. Mills is bottled up at the 9-yard line. So it'll be second down and goal from the 9. 28-12 the score. 4:01 to go in this third quarter. Chester leading Dillon, the defending state champion Dillon Wildcats. Second out and goal from the 9. Mills still in the game at quarterback. It's a keeper right up the middle. It's Fleek Brown. Actually, Brown fights his way to Brown getting the end zone. He's close. They say Brown did not make it. Malik Brown out of the Wildcat now, so it'll be third down and goal, and this is probably four down territory, G. Knight.
Oh, no doubt about it. With that offensive line, yeah.
Yeah, he was short. Pretty clear he was short of the goal line.
And this gets a little tougher when these guys get shoulder to shoulder, which they're about to do.
Third and goal. It'll be Brown going Wildcat. He'll line up with a shotgun. Two wide receivers. Everyone else stacked in tight. Brown takes it, follows blockers. Brown gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Chester Cyclones. Malik Brown from a yard out of the Cyclones. Answer back, 34-12, Chester on top.
Wyatt Tunall with a big block right there over the guard. He's in the backfield, and he just pounds linebacker from Dillon right out of the play. And, I mean, Malik Brown walked through there, nobody touched him.
So it'll be extra point attempt for the Cyclones. They're on top 34-12, 3:01 to go. The whirlwinds are out on our Facebook Live. People watching the in-booth view. Snap's a good one. Kick is up. It's got the distance, and it, no! Pushed it left at the distance, but pushed it left. So 34-12, Chester leading it. This is the 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network.
Somebody injures somebody else due to their negligence and they're not willing to step up and make that person whole again. We're the ones that go and make that happen.
We work together to make sure that what we're doing is understanding our client. It's very difficult to be a voice for someone that you don't know.
We don't want somebody to feel alone when they're not able to provide for their family because of an injury. We want people to know that there's somebody out there that will fight for them.
We don't want you to fight your own battles. We don't want you to go it alone. We want you to call Schiller and Hamilton because we've got your back.
Schiller and Hamilton Law Firm. Don't go it alone. 803-366-0333.
This is the OTS Sports Network, Chris Miller, G. Knight, the 3A State Championship game. It's the Chester Cyclones leading the Dillon Wildcats 34-12 with 3:01 to go in the third quarter of action. Corey and Wright back deep for Dillon. The ball's kicked away. Wright's going to need a big return for the Wildcats. No, the ball's fumbled around. Now he picks it up. Racing upfield. Chester's all over, and they collapse him. Amari Huggins, Bruce, is who had it. Collapse, and want to say hello to Lance Roberts at Old Chester Cyclone listening in. Also Pamela Thompson, Jenny Lynn Roberts, and Pat Coates reaching out too, listening in on Interstate 107. Of course, 107.1, you can find us, 107.3, the Interstate 107 app, interstate107.com, or you can go to the WRHI Facebook site to see the in-booth view of tonight's broadcast.
You'll see why we have the perfect faces for radio.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Lester takes it out, throws it, has a receiver out there. That's Huggins Bruce. Huggins Bruce makes a man miss, slung down to the 32. Give him a gain of 9, brings up a second down and a yard.
That's the most successful play that the Dillon Wildcats have had here in the second half, as they were able to get to the outside and get one of the Chester Cyclones blocked. Looks like they got the first down. They got 10 yards.
They did. Let's check in Brown Simpson. Brown, Dillon sideline. I think things are pretty tough right now. Got to find a way to manufacture some points.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, Chris, is this Dillon defense has been on the field a lot tonight. This Chester offense has responded with the points. I asked you how Chester was going to respond. They took the football down the field, responded with the touchdown, and right now they've got the momentum.
Lester takes the snap for the Wildcats, runs to the right side, breaks a couple tackles, finally brought down around the 37-yard line. Brings up a second down and 6.
Lester able to make a little lemonade out of some lemons there as he found some room on the right side to get positive yardage because he was bottled up in the backfield, no doubt about it.
Also, Caleb Hall checking in. Our good friend Robert Earl Carter, the Cyclone himself, tuning in tonight's broadcast. He popped in about 6 Cyclones behind that. That Cyclone, you know, gif that they use in Facebook is going to get overused today with all the people checking in on us. On the carry, Nemo Squire for the Wildcats. Give him 3 yards.
Yeah, Squire just straight out of the true Wildcat, because that's what Dillon is, the Wildcats.
Time becoming a factor for Dillon, trailing Chester by 22 with a minute 30 to go in the third. Looking to the sideline is Lester. 3 receivers out near us, 1 at the chop side for the Wildcats. They need to get moving and in a hurry. Lester takes it, wants to throw the football. Running to his left. He's in trouble now. Going to heave it downfield. Has it a receiver, and it's going to be caught on the sideline. Coming down the sideline, it's Green. Green is a foot race, 5, into the end zone, touchdown. Dillon Wildcats. The play was busted, and somehow Lester got free, found Green behind the defender,
for a 59-yard touchdown, and the Wildcats cut the lead to 16.
Well, that goes all to the athleticism of Lester. He was rolling to his left, and having played quarterback, I'm going to tell you, it is really hard to roll to your left, and you have to stop, dip that shoulder, and throw the ball downfield. That's a tough move to make. He did a great job of it. Justin Green, caught the ball and did the rest because he was behind everybody.
The senior Green made the catch and then pulled away from the Cyclone defender, and that's just what Dylan needed. They'll go for two now. Snap, it's right on the Wildcat. Right pushes his way into the end zone. Conversion is good. We got a football game, folks. Don't go away. Chester 34, Dylan 20. 1:11 to go in the third. This is the 3A state championship on the OTS Sports Network.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is the 3A state championship presented by Hospitality Heating and Air Conditioning, live on the OTS Sports Network. It's Chester 34, Dylan 20. Chris Miller, G. Knight, Brown Simpson here with us. Brown, you're standing on that Dylan sideline now, and I know that play had to fire up the Dylan faithful.
It fired them up, Chris. There's no doubt about it. And I think the biggest thing was you got to give credit to quarterback number four, Lester. He took a heck of a hit from Quay Evans as soon as he released the football. So kudos to that young man. And there is some excitement back on this Dylan sideline. They're regrouping right now with the offense.
Well, Chester burns a timeout here because Dylan came out looking like an onside kick. Chester said, okay, let's think about this, go through the situation here. Brown, I'll bring you in on this conversation. If you're Chester, you got to feel good about the way things are going, but realize the man you have coaching this Dylan Wildcat team, they can come back. I mean, 14 points in a quarter, that's nothing for Coach Hayes and his team.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Coach Jackie Hayes, legendary. What a job he's done with the Dylan Wildcats. And you're right, you can't ever count him out. And the same thing on the other side of the field, too, for Coach Victor Floyd and the Chester Cyclones. But I think it is going to be an exciting fourth quarter.
It will be an exciting fourth quarter. Got a minute and 11 to go here in the third. Of course, this is the second of three games. The third game was supposed to be starting in 6 minutes. Guess what, T. Ohana Dutch Fork fans? That's not happening. Your game's probably not going to start until close to 8 o'clock tonight. So if you're on your way to this game, I'm sorry. Dylan kicks it away. Going to be taken by Chester back at the 20-yard line, up to the 30, fighting through traffic, finally upended and dropped at the 25, making the 35-yard line. That was Stan Mills of the return. The Cyclones with the football now, Gene, an opportunity. We've seen Dylan score twice now in the second half. Previously, Chester answered that score with one of their own. Can they do it again? If they can't, give it back to Dylan. Dylan could score, get another score, and really tighten this game up.
What Chester needs right now is they need a good, long, sustained drive and put points on the end of it. They cannot turn this ball over to a fired-up Dylan team.
34-20, Chester on top. Dunham goes shotgun, hands it off Brown. Brown looks for room. Brown squirts through the middle of traffic for a gain of three, make it four. Sets up a second down and six as we approach 50 seconds remaining in this third quarter.
Yeah, tackle that time by Roy Covington for the Dylan Wildcats, and that's exactly what Chester needed. 3-4 yards on first down. That gives them now second down medium and possibly a third down and short if they can get another 4 yards here. Chewing up clock as we're inside a minute now left in the third, like you said.
Second down and six for the Cyclones. Dunham goes gun, the freshman quarterback, trying to lead his team to a state championship. Would be the first in 55 years. They give it to Malik Brown. Brown is stymied at the line of scrimmage. The Wildcat defense fires up, and suddenly the Wildcat faithful get loud here. On the stop, Josiah Evans, give him minus one on the carry.
Well, it's Evans and Covington also. That time, two and all just stood there at the line of scrimmage. He never got going. Felique Brown couldn't go one way or the other, and it allowed Dylan the time to recover and get back and fit right on top of Felique Brown. Third down and long. This is a big game, big play in this football game, and we're not going to get it till the next quarter.
Go to the fourth. After three from Williams-Brice Stadium. It's Chester 34, Dylan 20. It's the 3A state championship broadcast live
on the OTS Sports Network.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Kristen Franks with her daughter, Morgan.
It has so much to offer for everybody.
I love all the programs that you can do at the Y.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality, heating, and air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Randy Ligon of Ligon Realty and Auction Company wishing the Cyclones much success in tonight's state high school football championship game. For details on our real estate, jewelry, and equipment auctions, go online to theligoncompany.com. Gotta go.
The 3A state championship on the OTS Sports Network, powered by Hospitality Heating and Air Conditioning. We go to the fourth quarter. It's the Chester Cyclones leading the Dillon Wildcats 34-20. Right now, Chester with the football on 3rd and 6. My name is Chris Miller. He is Gene Knight. Brown Simpson on the sideline. Brown, this is a critical time of this game. It's so loud on the sideline. Brown can't hear us, Gene. Both teams getting fired up right now, the crowd.
Well, like I said, this is a very important third down conversion that Chester really needs to make to keep the ball in their hands and out of the hands of the Dillon Wildcats. Because time is now the enemy of the Dillon Wildcats, and Chester wants to keep it on their side. You watch, they're going to let the play clock run down to probably about 10, 7 seconds before they run plays.
Of course, you can listen to us on the FM 107.1, 107.3, the Interstate 107 app, interstate107.com, or, of course, WRHI's Facebook page. We're broadcasting in studio booth, and people are giving me a hard time about my hair, so got to love it. 3rd down and 7. Cyclones throw the football, slant over the middle, incomplete, nearly picked off. In and out of the hands of Mills, and it was almost intercepted right off the fingertips of Wright. If he catches that, Gene, he is 55 yards to the house because there was no one near that young man.
Like I said, that was a big play. They're going to sit right deep, and he is a dangerous individual if he can get the ball on the run. Chester punter has a tendency to kick the ball really low.
Wright will have an opportunity. The north-south selection for Dillon. They'd love a big return here. Good snap. Gets it off. It's blocked. It's partially blocked. The ball is down. It takes a huge Chester bounce. Now it's picked up by Wright. Right down the sideline, out of bounds. Now the flag comes in. This will be interesting. I don't know if they're going to call a running into the kicker. It looked like the ball was tipped. They called a personal foul roughing the kicker, Brown Simpson. Was that ball not tipped?
Chris, right in front of me, it did not look like it was tipped at all. It was close, but not tipped.
Oh, yeah, it was tipped on the Jumbotron. It looked like a hand was gotten on from our vantage point on the Jumbotron.
Big break for the Cyclones there. That's a 15-yard penalty and move the ball across into Dillon territory and put Dillon's defense back on the field.
And, you know, Gene, you think back to earlier when Dillon recovered the fumble. They had the break there. Maybe this is the time that break comes back. I'm not saying the official plan it that way, but sometimes it's just funny how the way the breaks work
well,
out.
Well, you know, and in our day and age now, we're all used to having the replay. I think the fans around here kind of watch, look at the Jumbotrons, and they keep waiting for the replay. It's not going to happen in high school football.
Yeah, not going to get that replay, but being at Williams-Brice Stadium, you get the luxury of this massive Jumbotron. You can see what actually happened. Get an update on your stats here after this play, where everybody stands. 1st and 10 for the Cyclones from the 47 of Dillon. Snap, they give it off Malik Brown. Brown gets to the outside across the 45, making the 44. Goes down after a gain of 4 yards. Malik Brown now rushing the football, Gene. Up to 87 yards rushing on 20 carries.
Dre Thompson on the tackle again. He just continues at that middle linebacker position, just make tackle after tackle for this Dillon Wildcat defense.
So 2nd down and 7. 11:21 to go in this football game. 34-20. The Cyclones of Chester on top of the Dillon Wildcats, and Chester's on the move.
Ball at the 44-yard line. Dunham goes shotgun, takes it out. It's a handoff. It's Brown. Brown across the 40. No, check that. The 42. He's wrapped up by a shoestring. He gets a yard. Emmanuel Wright making the stop for Dillon. No, check that. It was Tyreek Cabbage.
It was
stop.
Right on the carry.
Right on the carry. I apologize.
Yeah, yeah. You were wrong, and I was right. Okay.
Kathy Barnett rooting on her Cyclones, class of 81.
All right.
Reaching out to us on Facebook Live. 10:39 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 34-20. Chester on top of Dillon. Cyclones go shotgun. Dunham wants to throw it. Steps back in the pocket. Hits it. It's nearly picked off. In and out of the hands of the defender, Tyquan King. Got his mitt on it. Actually, good thing he did for Dillon because Jarrell Hill was streaking. And it just King just got his fingertips on it.
Shamar McCollum, the Shrine Bowler, coming hard off of that outside edge. He got his hands up in front of Dunham and sort of blurred his view downfield.
So now punting time again for Chester. We'll see if Dillon brings pressure. They got the 15-yarder roughing the punter, and that really is going to end up costing him about 90 seconds of game time. They'll get, and, of course, field position, about 20 yards, probably a field position.
There you go, field position, big thing now.
Good snap. No pressure. Now an opportunity for a return. Wright lets it die, and this ball is going to roll the whole way back to the 6-yard line. That's where Dillon will take over first and 10 from the 6-yard line. Of course, today's broadcast, the 3A State Championship, presented by our friends at Hospitality Heating and Air Conditioning. The most comfortable call you can make, 803-980-4677. Brown Simpson, the third member of our team, on the sideline. Brown, what's the feeling like on the field?
I tell you what, Chris, it's getting a little bit cooler down here, but I tell you what a great football atmosphere this is tonight. And Chester has really challenged this Dillon Wildcat football team. Great punt that time. Dillon will have to march 94 yards if they're going to put another 6 on the board.
It'll be 10:21 on the clock when we return. This is the 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network.
How about those Dillon Wildcats? The City of Dillon congratulates our Wildcats on another great season. All of us at the City are extremely proud of your accomplishments and look forward to celebrating another state championship. Go Dillon Wildcats!
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
The 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network, powered by Hospitality Heating and Air Conditioning. It's the Chester Cyclones on top of the Dillon Wildcats, 34-20, 10:21 to go, and the football game. Dillon will scrimmage from their own 6-yard line, needing to go 94 yards. Lester takes it out, wants to throw, sits back in the pocket. He's going to heave it deep into double coverage. Has a man going up, making the catch, and no, an incomplete. Wanted to... a flag that was intended for Huggins Bruce, but it's incomplete.
Huggins Bruce in between two defenders. The ball dropped in there. He had a shot at it, just did not come away with it.
It's interesting. That would seem that was the decision from Jump Street for Lester, because there was double coverage and he threw it there regardless. Chester's done a great job, even on the long touchdown. The coverage was there. The receiver just kind of got lost in space, and that made the long TD happen. Give up the middle. It's Nemo Squire. He is going nowhere. Chester shoves him back. It'll be a loss of 2. Forward progress. He'll get back to the 4, but he was pushed back in the end zone. Now, if you're Dillon, you're facing a 3rd down and 12.
And, you know, we talked coming into this game about the Dillon defense and how good they were. Chester's defense has done a championship job here today. Regardless of how this game comes out, the Cyclones have really played top-notch defense against a very powerful Dillon team.
3rd down and 12 for Dillon. Goes shotgun. It's Lester. Lester sends a man in motion. That screen. Lester takes the football. Wants to throw. Has some time. Sits back in the bucket. He wants to run. And he's going to get nowhere near the first down. That was an ill-advised run by Lester. He needed 12. He scrambled for 5, but well short of the first down. Now Dillon's going to have to punt. And the clock is a major factor now, because they'll punt it away. And you start playing the time game. If Chester runs it 3 straight plays, they get the football back. They're going to burn 2.5 minutes. So
Dylan, I think if you're Coach Hayes, you wanted to pick up at least a couple first downs, and then maybe you consider going for it, but you can't go for it from your own 10 on 4th and 7.
And, you know, the Dylan punter is not one of the top punters in the state. He doesn't kick it very far, and he gets off a bad one this time.
Bobo McKinnon kicks it. Unfortunately for McKinnon, it takes a huge bounce down to the 45, but it only went about 20 yards in the air. But the net, it ends up going for about a 35-yard punt because of the massive roll. So it'll be 1st and 10, Chester, from the Dillon 45. 34-20, Chester's on top. 8:45 to go in the football game. And they are a mere 8 minutes and 45 seconds away from the first state championship in 55 years, Gene Knight.
Yep, 1963.
Check in with Brown Simpson on the sideline. Brown, I know you're bouncing back and forth. Let's talk about that Chester Cyclone sideline. Are they starting to feel it yet, knowing how close they're getting to a state championship?
Well, I think this drive is going to be a big drive for the Chester Cyclones. If they can put some more points on the board, I think they're going to feel very, very confident. And, Chris, as we move toward the end of this game, too, and I know Gene would say the same thing, you can't help but think of the late Carlisle Roddy and his Chester Cyclones and how much they meant to him.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I know he's got a 3,000-foot or higher view looking down on this stadium here today and watching this game.
The Cyclones, a mere 8 minutes and 45 seconds. Dylan's going to need a Herculean effort. They trail it by 14, going to have to find a big defensive play, but they've done it already tonight where they picked up the fumble and took it back for the touchdown. Can they do it again to get back? They're down 2 scores now. Chester's got it 1st and 10 from the 45-yard line. Dunham goes shotgun, takes it out. It's a keeper by Dunham. Fights through traffic. Dunham slammed down at the 40. Give him 5. Sets up a 2nd down and 5, and that's the thing, too. Chester wants to score, no doubt. I score, I think you get a touch on this drive. I'm not going to say it salts it away, but it comes pretty close.
I think it salts it away. I think that's the knife in the heart of the Dillon Wildcats if Chester can put 7 points on the board in this drive. No doubt about it.
8:20 to go in this football game. Snap to Dunham. Gives it off Malik Brown. Brown fights his way across. The ball's fumbled. It's loose. It's picked up by Dillon. Running down the middle of the field. Still fighting through traffic. Oh, my goodness. What a play by Trey Thompson. He stripped it out. He picked it up and returned it to the 37-yard line. And the Dillon Wildcats are in business as the fumble by Stan Mills. Dillon's got the football, but Chester 37.
Well, when you hang your hat on defense like Jackie Hayes does, you got to think they're going to come up with a turnover. That's a big turnover. Dillon, again, has got to turn this into points if they want to stay in this football game. Now it's Chester's defense turn to try to turn them away.
1st and 10 for Lester and the Wildcats. Snap. Lester goes shotgun, takes it out, wants to throw the football, has an open receiver, middle of the field. He's going that direction, down the middle of the field, and it's going too tall for the intended receiver. And now a flag comes in. They're going to get a late hit. That was a late hit on the receiver. That's going to cost them 15 yards, and I think Lester actually read it wrong, Gene. He had a streaking receiver in the middle of the field. There's an injured player down there on the sideline. Brown Simpson, that play happened right in front of you.
Yeah, and Zion Mills, number 5, is a little shaking. He's still down on the field right now. And that flag was thrown by the side judge right in front of him right now. Dr. Sam Stone, longtime physician in Chester's out, checking on Zion right now. Chris, back to you.
Thank you. See the official call. It looks to be against the Cyclone.
Personal foul. Hit on a defenseless player. That's 15 yards. Will result in a first down.
There's the call. You heard it. So it'll be a 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down. Dillon in business. 7:58 to go.
And the thing about that play is it takes no time off the clock and gives Dillon a 1st and 10 on a 15-yard game.
Down to the 22-yard line. Dillon's got it. 1st and 10 for Lester. They go 4 wide receivers. Lester takes it out, wants to throw the football. Lester's going to look to run. He got blockers in front of him. Lester gets across the 15. That's where he stopped. Give him a gain of 8. That was a designed run the entire way as the blockers took off downfield at the same time.
Yeah, it's quarterback draw, no doubt about it. He just took one step back, cocked the arm one time, and then tucked it and went right behind his guys up front. That's McCrimmon, the center, and McDaniel and Coleman.
Want to say hello to Beth Burris-Lynn reaching out. on WRHI's Facebook Live. We appreciate, of course, you can listen on 107.1, 107.3, or Interstate 107 app, or interstate107.com. Lester goes gun for the Wildcats. They're going to throw the football. Now rolling to his right. He's going to look to get out of trouble. He cannot. Chester collapses the door. Minus one on the carry. Now a flag comes in. I think they're going to get a face mask, Gene, against the Cyclones. And down on the turf is Lester, second time we've seen him injured tonight.
Yeah, the tackle that time was made by Teddy Murphy. Once again, Murphy with 11 sacks on the season coming into the nice game.
We'll go to Brown Simpson. Brown, you got an eye on that one. Now we'll get the official call on the penalty.
Yards on the defense. That penalty will be tacked on at the end of the run.
So it's a 5-yard penalty. Brown Simpson, you see that injury right in front of you.
Yeah, Lester, you know, he was shaking up in the first half. He's favoring that right ankle once again. And to me, Chris, it looks like he's favoring a lot more than he did in the first half. He's going to have to come out. Training staff's going to have to check him over. Not sure if he's going to be able to come back. He's really favoring it, having a hard time getting off the field.
And he planted it hard in the turf. So, and it twisted around when Murphy tackled him.
So cue up the Rocky theme music for Bobo McKinnon, who's going to come in. His team trailing by 14 with 7 minutes to go in the state championship. The sophomore QB, who's thrown for 220 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 3 picks on the season. Opportunity to put his team in the end zone. McKinnon goes gun. 4 wide receivers make it 5 on the football field. McKinnon takes it out, wants to throw. Sits back in the pocket, has time, fires in the middle of the field, and it's picked off! Intercepted in the end zone by the Cyclones. Getting the pick right in the middle of the field was Javonte Jackson, the sophomore linebacker, with a massive interception. First and 10 Cyclones from their own 20 after the touchback.
Once again, throwing right into the middle of double coverage. Jackson was just dropping in the middle of the field, and he just stood there. He was just playing like a center fielder, and McKinnon just threw the ball right to him.
So first and 10 Chester from their own 20-yard line, 6:52 remaining in the football game after the interception timeout situation. Dillon has all three. Chester also has all three. Dunham goes shotgun for the Cyclones. They look to eat clock. They give it off to Malik Brown. Brown tackled after a gain of a yard. Making it a second down and 8. Chris Miller, G. Knight, Brown Simpson on the OTS Sports Network for this game presented by our friends at Hospitality Heating and Air Conditioning. The most comfortable call you can make, 803-980-4677.
Once again, Chester's defense answers the call after the turnover and turns Dillon away from points. Got to give a lot of credit to the Chester defense tonight.
Second down and 9 now for the Cyclones. Clock, a major factor for Dillon, 6:19. Dunham's going to let every second tick off that. Takes it, gives it off to Leek Brown. Brown spins his way up to the 24-yard line, and Dillon shoves him back. It'll be a 3rd down and 5 call for Dillon. We'll check in, or for Chester, we'll check in with Brown Simpson. Brown, what's the look on Lester?
Still on the sideline, being treated by the training staff, Chris. McKinnon's back on the sideline right now, warming up with another player.
And there's an injured Dillon Wildcat on the field. We will take a break. 34-20. Hang on. This is the 3A State Championship on the OTS Sports Network.
Somebody injures somebody else due to their negligence, and they're not willing to step up and make that person whole again. We're the ones that go and make that happen.
We work together to make sure that what we're doing is understanding our client. It's very difficult to be a voice for someone that you don't know.
We don't want somebody to feel alone when they're not able to provide for their family because of an injury. We want people to know that there's somebody out there that will fight for them.
We don't want you to fight your own battles. We don't want you to go it alone. We want you to call Schiller and Hamilton because we've got you back.
Schiller and Hamilton Law Firm. Don't go it alone. 803-366-0333.
This is Buffy with Tom's Body Shop. Having a wreck is never fun. Tom's Body Shop will handle filing your insurance claim and even help secure a rental car for you. Tom's is a direct repair facility for most insurance companies, but if not, we can still assist you with repairing your car. 324-3455.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
Comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
Welcome back to Williams-Brice Stadium. Third down and 8 for the Cyclones. Shotgun look for Dunham. Rolls to his right, looking to throw the football. Dunham rolling out, heaves over the middle. One hops it to his intended receiver. Fourth down, Dillon's going to get the football back. 6:46 to go, 5:48 to go in this football game. Chris Miller, G. Knight here with you at Williams-Brice Stadium. Brown Simpson on the sideline.
It looks like Lester is still sitting on the trainer's table. Nope, he's putting his helmet on. He's coming back in the game.
There you go.
Yep. Latrell Lester showing a lot of courage here coming back in the football game.
Chester to punt the football away. Right with an opportunity. Dillon needs a big return from their north-south guy. Good snap. Gets it off. Short kick. Wright's going to come up and call for the fair catch. He makes it the 47-yard line. Dillon's going to have the football. Pretty good field position. I want to say hey to Scotty Dean. Big Fairfield Central fan checking in. He says he's tipping his hat for the Cyclones. Also, Jenny Lynn Roberts and Derek Henson giving some love, as well as Denise Pettit and Derek Henson all rooting on the Cyclones. Need some Dillon people need to jump in. It's a lot of Cyclones listening right now. Get fair and balanced, right?
I guess, yeah.
First and 10 for the Wildcats. They'll scrimmage from the 47 of Chester. Lester, back of the game, wants to throw it. Steps up to run, and he's going to force it out to his receiver. Makes the catch out of the backfield. That's right. Right, what a great play by Lester. Again, Lester was in the grasp. He kind of pushed the football forward. Wright makes the catch. He gets 11 and gets out of bounds to stop the clock.
Yeah, that was a really good play. He had Nemo going down the far sideline on a wheel route wide open, but he just couldn't set his feet and throw it in time. So he just, like you said, did a little push-pump pass out there, and Corey and Wright, the north-south selection, makes it happen.
So first and 10 for the Wildcats. Shotgun look for Lester. Wants to throw the football. Dumps it out of the backfield. Too tall for his intended receiver. Sets up a second down 10. Hey, we have a Wildcat fan jumping in. Nathaniel Holloway says, go Wildcats. So getting some Dillon fans in on the mix. Of course, we're broadcasting live on FM 107.1, 107.3, Interstate107.com, the Interstate 107 app. And, of course, you can listen in. You can watch us on the WRHI Facebook page as well. That's the in-booth view is what you're seeing. So you're seeing myself and Gene smiling mugs. Brown Simpson can't see him. He's on the sideline. Second down and 10 for this Wildcats. Looking to throw the football. Lester in trouble, rolling to his right. Dumps it out. Catches made. Nemo Squire. Squire at the 35. Shoved out of bounds around the 31. He gets a gain of 6. Now a third down and 4 situation. And definitely 4 down territory for the Wildcats. They trail it 34-20 with 5:24 to go in the contest.
Nice defensive play that time by Dorian Sticky Fingers Bagley as he was able to get Nemo out. He found Nemo and pushed him out of bounds.
Both these teams are just like two fighters. It's like Rocky and Apollo going at it, just swing after swing at each other. Lester checks the sideline. Two receivers topside, one near us for Lester, the quarterback. Nemo Squire in the backfield with him, looking to throw the football. Lester dumps it out, catches made, it's right. Wright going to dive for the first down. Did he get it? He put the football forward. It's going to be close.
Going to pin on a left-right mark.
They may have to come out and measure this. Brown Simpson, you're the eagle eye. You got that view. What you say?
Chris.
Come on, Brownie. You got this.
It is close, and they are going to measure for this first down.
Brown, you got to know this. That's why they pay you the big bucks.
Well, they're going to bring the change out and measure this one. So officiating crew coming out from the far side of the field.
Now, Gene, let's talk about this situation. If you're Dillon, you got to start figuring.
You got to go for it. Yeah,
well,
you don't get it.
For sure you got to go for it, but you got to start thinking. They're going to be just shy. About 6 inches shy. Got half the length of the football. You got to start thinking
clock.
I know you want to get the first down. That's the most important thing. But you got to start thinking a clock situation. You're 5:12 to go. The good news, if you're Dillon, your defense has done a good job holding Chester in the second half. Even though Chester scored a couple touchdowns, it's been because of short fields or a big play. When it's three plays, they've been able to stop and get the football back multiple times. But here you go. A fourth down play that could be for the game.
And you got to worry about turnovers. Dillon has turned the ball over a bunch of times, 3-4 times here today. And usually when you turn the ball over that many times, you don't win a football game.
All right, Lester. This fourth and inches for Dillon. They need the 26 to move the sticks. Lester goes shotgun, takes it, pitches it out. Nemo Squire has it. Squire dives forward. He'll get the first. He needed the
ball
25. Well, they say the ball came out. Well, that's interesting. Because if they do rule the ball came out and he recovered, he'll lose the line to gain, and he did get the first. They say the ball did not come out, fortunately for Dillon, because if it came out, even if he got it back, it was short. So first and 10, Dillon. So they live on, 4:52 to go in regulation, 34-20. Shotgun look for Lester. Clock ticking now after the first down. Wildcats are 25 yards away. Lester goes shotgun, wants to throw the football, sits back in the pocket, rolls to his right, dumps it out right, makes the catch, right dives. Just a poor throw from Lester as he had his main man out there with an opportunity to make some guys miss, and Wright did all he could as he had to jump up and grab that football.
He had a wide receiver coming right across the middle of the field just underneath the linebackers and missed him totally. If he'd have had him, he may have been able to catch it, cut it up and go, but Wright did a good job of catching the ball, just getting out of bounds. Again, it stops the clock for Dillon.
So second down and 8. For the Dillon Wildcats, they need the 15 to move the 6. Balls to the 23. Lester goes gun, takes it out, fakes the handoff, wants to throw it, sits back in the pocket, rolls to his right. He's in trouble. He dumps it the middle of the field. Opportunity for a pick, and it's intercepted. Picked off by the Cyclones. Making the interception, his second pick of the night, was Javonte Jackson in the middle of the field. And that could be the dagger with 4.5 to play.
Definitely the knife in the heart. Javonte Jackson again with another turnover for the Dillon Wildcats. He just, like I said, you just cannot turn the ball over that many times and expect to win. Good pressure off the outside. You got to give credit to Teddy Murphy on that play. He was coming hard after Lester, and Lester just had to throw it up. And that's not the smart thing to do. Should have thrown it out of the end zone.
Okay, according to my quick Google search, Chester has 5,420 residents. There's about 15,000 people, it looks like, on the far side.
I think the the T.L. Hanna fans have gotten here. They're helping the Chester Cyclones root on.
But even still, I mean, there is a good 10,000 people on the far side of the field, because the stadium seats 85, and the lower bowl is about two-thirds full. And there's only 5,000 people live in Chester, so literally everybody in the city of Chester and maybe even Chester County is here for this one. 4 minutes to go in this football game. Second down and 10 after the no-gain run by Philippe Brown. Wildcats defense has to make a stop. They have got to have it in the worst of ways. Dunham goes shotgun, takes it out, gives it off Brown. Brown bounces to the outside. Dillon slams the door. He'll lose two. So brings up a third down and 12. I want to say hey to Stan Howe and Lisa Burton and Pamela Thompson reaching out to us. And of course, Buffy Garner as well. And it'll be third down and 10 on this call. Brown Simpson, you're on that Dillon sideline. They got to have a stop. Brown came in here. It's just so loud on the sideline right now.
Yeah, I think a lot of the Hanna fans are walking in. They're going to have a whiteout. They're all dressed in white. And they're helping the Chester Cyclones root on.
Third down and 10. For Chester, Dunham goes shotgun, rolls to his right, wants to throw the football, in trouble. Look to throw it deep, he hits, the ball's deflected up in the air, and fortunately for Chester, Gene, the ball goes out of bounds as Dunham was walloped as he threw it, and the ball just hung up in the air, but it went out of bounds because that's one of those deals where you see an easy pick six.
Absolutely, you saw it go straight up in the air. It was like it was shot out of a gun and went straight up in the air. Fortunately, it had a tail on it, went off of the sideline of the Chester sidelines. One of the coaches over there coming down with it.
And there's still a way for Dillon. That incomplete pass stops the clock. So it saved a timeout. Dillon has all three of their timeouts. So you think, oh, up 14 points. You need to hang on. I mean, Dillon can score quick and get the football back. It's nearly blocked. And now a terrible punt. It's going to be picked up. Dorian Wright's going to try to make something happen. Wright gets it across the 35 and quickly out of bounds. So Dillon's in pretty good field position.
35 yards away from the goal line. And once again, Chester's defense is going to be called on to make a stop.
Brandon Nash checking in. Big Cyclones class of 2007. We appreciate you listening in. 34-20, 2:50 to go in this football game. The Chester Cyclones closing in on their first state championship in 55 years. Dillon trying to win their 6th and 7th years. The Wildcats with the football. Snap to Lester, wants to throw it. 5 wide receiver look. Sits back in the pocket. Lester's in trouble. Rolls to his right. Still looking down the field. Lester just heaves it. Oh, it's nearly picked off and it's caught. Dorian Wright makes the reception. What a play. Dorian Wright, the ball was nearly picked, got deflected into his hands, and gets it out to the 15-yard line. Gain of 20. and Wright seems to be injured on the field. Now he's going to fight his way off. 34-20, Chester on top, but Dylan on the move.
It was a great concentration that time by Corian Wright. He just waited for the ball to come through the Chester defender's hands, caught it, turned back towards the middle of the field, twisted his ankle up a little bit, I guess got caught in the turf, and he has to come off of the field.
2:35 to go in the football game. Dylan 15 yards away from cutting it to one possession. Lester's going to look to keep it. Lester fighting his way inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. But the clock's going to continue to run. Dylan's got to race up. They got to hurry. 2:23 to go.
Octavian Minter with a really good tackle that time for the Chester Cyclone defense.
Wright comes back into the game. 2:11 to go in the contest. Dylan's got to have a score now. Lester goes shotgun. 5 wide receiver. Wants to throw it. Goes to the back of the end zone. Jump ball going up. Makes the catch. Did he get his feet down? Waiting for the call. They say yes. Touchdown, Dylan Wildcats. What a catch by Amari Huggins-Bruce in the back corner. He got the foot down. And we have a one-possession game with a 1:59 to go. And everyone's going to look to the Jumbotron for this. Here we go. Did he make the catch? The ball thrown up by Lester. We'll see the review. He got it.
Huggins-Bruce got that one foot, that right foot just inside the end line. Great catch.
What a catch by Huggins-Bruce. Now the two-point conversion coming up. This will make it a six-point game. Snap to Dorian Wright. Wright looks to run it. Wright fights, and he gets into the end zone. Conversion good. 34-28. 1:59 to go, folks. Hang on. We have a finish for you. Brown Simpson, if you could hear us, I think you're on that Dylan sideline now. What is it like? Brown's not been able to hear us for the last about 10 minutes of this game. Because he is having a ball. Everyone's having a ball here. What a contest. 1:59 to go. 34-28. Chester on top. Dylan, Gene, do they onside kick it here, or do they kick it away and play defense, burn their 3 timeouts?
I really don't. I guess sometimes, you know, I think maybe you go for that little pooch. He's been doing a good job of pooching the ball really high in the air at an angle. They almost got one earlier on in the half after they scored, so that may be the way you want to go. You don't want to give Chester really great field position so they can chew up the clock, but you want to kind of pooch kick it from side to side. Look at the wideouts or the receivers for Chester on the up lines. They've got the good hands, folks, in there right now.
Well, Dylan's set to kick it off. We'll see what they decide to do. 34-28, Chester on top by 6 with 1:59 left of the game. Dylan has all 3 of their timeouts, so if they force a 3 and out, they will get the football back. And they could probably get it back about 1.5 minutes to play. Are they going to try to kick it deep? Try to pooch it and see what happens. We'll see. Set to go. Kick the ball away. It is going to be kicked deep down the middle of the field. Chester's going to have to chase it down. Oh, now a flag comes out. I believe they're going to get the Cyclones for Dylan Wildcats.
Offsides.
Offsides, Gene.
Yeah.
Let's go now to Brown Simpson. Brown, let's talk about Dylan sideline.
Well, the whole Dylan sideline's rejuvenated right now. A big note, Chris. Take note of Corian Wright. They had him on the sideline. They were stretching him out. Looked like he was cramping up a little bit, but he's back up. But I tell you what a catch that time by number 9, Bruce. Got that one fit. Foot in, great concentration for the Wildcats.
Of course, Brown Simpson on the sideline. We got a heck of a finish for you, folks, if you're just listening in. This is the 3A state championship powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. It's Chester, it's Dylan. Chester going for their first state championship in 55 years. Dylan to kick it away, going to be kicked down the middle of the field, going to be taken by the Cyclones back at the 25-30, looking for running room. Going to be hit and dropped at the 32, so here we go. Chester needs to get a couple first downs to win this game.
Good covers that time by the Dylan Wildcats on that kick as the ball was kicked right behind the second line of receivers. And Dylan got people down there really fast to make the tackle.
34-28. Chester is on top with 1:54 to go. Trying to salt the game away. Dylan does have all 3 of their timeouts. Ball is at the Chester 31. Dunham will go shotgun. A couple first downs, and that'll be the football game. Dunham takes it out, gives it off Malik Brown. Brown fights his way for a couple, still pushing the pile up to the 35. He gets 3. Dylan's going to burn their first time out, and we'll check in with Brown Simpson. Brown, Dylan Burns their first time out after the four-yard run.
I think, Chris, nobody knows how to manage a football game better than Jackie Hayes. I wondered when he was going to take this time out. He had a lot of confidence in his offense. Now he's looking to his defense to make a big stop.
Well, Gene Knight, we'll keep it here during this timeout. You talk about situations to burn your timeouts. After a five-yard gain, I might have waited. I might have seen what your defense do here, because if Chester gets a first down on this play and you have to burn a timeout, it might be ball game, because you start playing the game of time, 25 seconds on the clock. If they only get a yard or two, I think then you call that timeout, second and eight, you play it right. But we'll see. Jackie Hayes, there's a reason why he's one of the best in the business, and he's trying to manage it here. If you're a Cyclone fan, you're on pins and needles right now. With a minute 48 to go, your team leads at 34-28. You've got a second down and five from your own 36. You need the 42 to get a first and possibly secure your first state championship in 55 years.
This formation has given Dylan problems. They got two and all in the backfield as an H-back.
Dunn gives it off up the middle. It's Felik Brown. Brown fights his way to the 41. Here we go. Is Jackie Hayes going to call a timeout? We'll see. It's going to be third and a yard. Hayes, I think he's going to hold off on the timeout here.
Let's tackle that.
I don't know.
He does call timeout. Yep.
I don't know. I might have held that one on a third and one in case they get the first down here. And you've at least you would have potentially got the ball back with 20 seconds. Now, this is the ball game. If Chester gets a first down here, I'm trying to think the quick math in my head. I think they can salt it out. Even with the timeout, they'll be able. This is the ball game. If Chester gets the first, they will be able to go victory formation. Brown will go down to you on the sideline. A massive call for Coach Jackie Hayes.
Yeah, you know one thing about Coach Hayes, he never shows any type of panic, anything like this. This right here is the ball game for the Chester Cyclones on this play, Chris.
Watch and see if Chester doesn't try to get Dylan to jump off sides, because they're going to be very, very anxious in the middle there. Again, two all. In that H-back, that's a huge, massive man coming at you, 6'7".
Chester has all three of their timeouts. They almost jumped. Snap, they give it off to Felik Brown. He's hit, and he's stopped in the backfield. The Dillon defense answers the bell, making the stop with Shakai Genty. A loss of a yard and a timeout by Jackie Hayes and the Dillon team. And, boy, do we have a decision for Coach Victor Floyd Brown. Is there any way Coach Floyd goes for this here on 4th-and-2?
Chris, if you come and tell me, it's very loud on this sideline, but I tell you what, number 25, Shakaya Genty, made the biggest play of probably his career right now. The Cyclones are going to have to punt, and then that Cyclone defense is going to have to come up with a big play to stop the Wildcats. Dylan has some momentum right now.
You know, Gene, here's the thing. Every year, teams put in plays and situations. You put in plays, fakes, things of that nature for a situation. I mean, is there any way? I know you're a Georgia fan. That's why I ask you this. Is there any way that Coach Floyd runs a fake here?
I don't think so. You play field position. Your defense has played really well all night long. You got to put it on your defense's back here tonight. And, I mean, those guys have played a really good game. We'll talk about them. Twan Patton, Quay Evans, Teddy Murphy, LaTyrence Mills, Stan Mills, Terrence Mills, Javante Jackson, two interceptions on the night. And then you got Dorian Bagley, Felik Brown, Zion Mills. All of these young men have played very good football tonight, and a lot of them are their seniors. Here we go.
They're going to go for it.
They're going to go for it.
Oh, my goodness. Victor Floyd says, I wore my big boy pants today. He wants to end it right now. 4th-and-2 for the Cyclones. Dunham goes gun. Snap. It's a keeper. The freshman. No, a flag comes out. And Chester move. That's going to cost them 5. They'll have to punt now. Brown Simpson, can you hear us on the sideline?
Yeah, Chris, the Cyclones, false start. They're going to have to punt the football. I tell you what, that's a lot of guts. A big call right there by Coach Victor Floyd, but they're going to have to punt the football and rely on their defense.
Well, and here's the deal, too. You know, you start thinking about calls. If you're Coach Floyd, even if Dylan scores a touchdown, you're going to get another chance to stop him because Dylan's going to go for two. So, and it's not like if they score a touchdown, you lose the football game. because you're going to have two chances. So the snap, the punt, the ball's fumbled. The ball is dropped, and it's going to be knocked out. Dylan's going to have it. First and 10 at the 25-yard line. 92 seconds to go. Oh, my goodness.
It's called football, and you got to play well in the kicking game, and both of these teams have had problems punting the football tonight. Unfortunately for the Chester Cyclones, a very inopportune time for a drop snap.
Here goes Lester, an opportunity to be the hero, 25 yards away from a tie football game. Lester goes shotgun, takes it out, wants to throw it, sits back in the pocket, he dumps it out, catch is made. It's Huggins Bruce down to the 12, they make it the 11. First and 10 from the 11 for Huggins Bruce, and now the Wildcats clock not really a factor now, Gene.
Yeah, that's been there all night. Like I said, they can run those guys off, and they're running Huggins Bruce on just a little pattern across the middle underneath the linebackers, or he just gets just beyond the linebackers, and he's wide open once he clears the hash marks.
34-28, Chester on top. Dylan, 11 yards away from tied it up. It's a keeper. Up the middle, Lester goes to the 10. Stop there. Give him a yard. Clock is moving. 108, 107. Dylan has no timeouts. They're going to have to race up to the line.
Quay Evans on the tackle that time. Really big tackle for the Chester Cyclone defense.
Second down and 9 from the 10-yard line. Lester goes shotgun. 5 wide receivers. Lester wants to throw it. Sits back in the pocket. In trouble, he's sacked. He fumbles the football. They recover it. But now the clock is ticking. 45-44. Terrence Mills on the sack, and Dylan's going to have to hurry. They've got two plays to get into the end zone.
Terrence Mills was on a delayed blitz from the outside there. Lester was waiting for somebody to come open, and they didn't. Good coverage by the defensive secondary.
Lester goes shotgun, wants to throw, going to the back of the end zone. Jump ball, Huggins Bruce, he's knocked down. They say no penalty. Their legs got tied up. 22 seconds. Here we go. This truly is the ball game, folks. Brown Simpson, 4th and 15 from the 16.
I tell you what, Chris, it doesn't get any better than this. And I'm right in front of it, and the whole stands for Chester is on their feet. Here it is. This is the ball game.
The entire Chester County, they are on the visiting sideline, hoping for a miracle, or hoping that their defense can hold. Dylan hoping they can get 16 yards and tie the game. Lester goes shotgun. 4 wide receivers. Takes it out. Wants to throw. Sits back in the pocket. Lester looking to run around. Lester going to have to throw it in the end zone. He's sacked in the backfield. The Chester Cyclones are going to win their first state championship in 55 years.
Give all the credit to Twan Patton, Quay Evans, and Teddy Murphy. Those three guys up front came hard with the pressure. Lester didn't have a chance. We got a penalty flag. Looks like one of the Dillon Wildcats a little upset.
There's a helmet laying on the field from a Dillon player as Lester could never get the football off. See what the call is. I believe it was after the play, so regardless who it's against, be Chester football. It's against Dillon, so Chester will knee it down. Roderick McCrimmon with the stop. That was who the penalty was against.
Yeah, that's who, he was the center. He threw his helmet down in disgust.
The Chester Cyclones are 13 seconds away from their first state championship in 55 years. Unbelievable. The Cyclones, barring any crazy play at the end of the game of a fumble of a snap, they are going to be state champions.
Tremendous game today, and again, we talked about Dillon's defense all week long and how Jackie Hayes wins with defense, but it was the Chester Cyclone defense that did the job here tonight, no doubt about it. 4 big turnovers for the Cyclones, 2 interceptions on the night for Javonte Jackson to turn away the Wildcats. Hands off as they get all blown off by the Chester Cyclones.
Brown Simpson, I believe you're on the mood. You're on the sideline, Dylan's sideline. I guess the mood is pretty tough right now.
They're having a tough time swallowing this, Chris. But I tell you what, give your hats off to the Chester defense. What a phenomenal play, and they're going to come away with the state championship. Like you said, the first in 55 years. Unbelievable. What a great game we've seen tonight, guys.
And you know, one thing, guys, Victor Floyd is from Nichols, South Carolina. Greasy Floyd is playing over at Benedict College as we speak in their Class A state championship against Lamar. So you got to wonder, maybe Victor wants to know how the Trojans are doing tonight.
Dunham puts a knee down, and the clock ticks down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Chester Cyclones are the state champions of 3A for the state of South Carolina. They win it 34-28 as they dethrone the giant, the Dillon Wildcats, and they complete the perfect season. 15-0 for the Cyclones.
History made in a lot of ways tonight, Chris. 55 years since the state championship and the best and record ever for any Chester Cyclone team in the modern era.
And we mentioned earlier, you got to feel the ghost of Carlisle Roddy was present today.
Yeah, absolutely.
The late, great broadcaster of the Cyclones, a friend of many, seeing his Cyclones victorious tonight as they win it 34-28. And Chester doesn't just beat anybody. They beat the class of 3A, the Dillon Wildcats, and the Cyclones can now say they are the class of 3A. Brown Simpson will bring you into the mix now. What a performance by the Cyclones, and what a performance by the Wildcats.
I tell you what, Chris, what a game. Both of these teams are shaking hands right now. And Mario Washington right beside me. Before we get Coach Victor Floyd, Mario, what a ball game.
That's the best one I've seen this year.
We're gonna run over here and get Coach Floyd real quick. So,
well, whenever you get him, you jump in, because it's gonna be a jubilant tonight. Because, again, I keep looking at this crowd. The city of Chester has 5,600 people. There's about 15,000 on the far side.
All right, we got him right now, Coach Victor Floyd, victorious. Coach, what a ball game! Congratulations, Chester Cyclones, state champions. You gotta feel great.
I do. Great feeling. My guys played hard. We made that second half awfully tough. Dillon's a good ball club. Their guys rallied in the second half, and we were just fortunate to hold them off.
This has got to bring a lot of pride to Chester.
It is. The town's ecstatic. Look at them. I mean, they're ecstatic about this.
Well, congratulations. It was hard-earned victory.
It was. Thank you.
All right, Chris, back up to you.
That's Coach Victor Floyd. G Knight, we'll take a break. We'll discuss how this happened with the Cyclones. 428 state champions, the first in 55 years, and they dethrone the Giants to do it. This is the 3A state championship powered by Hospitality Heating and Air on the OTS Sports Network.
Hey, Rock Hill, we're James River Equipment, your local John Deere dealership. We're here and we're dedicated to supporting you with customer service you won't find anywhere else. We have a full line of John Deere equipment from residential to large ag and everything in between. Plus, we offer free delivery on compact utility tractors and a 10-year warranty with yearly service. Come find us at 380 North Anderson Road, just 1 mile north of York Tech. Request a quote today at jamesriverequipment.com.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
What customers like about Classic Metals in Richburg is how they're treated. Right, Todd Andrews?
Everyone comes in here and gets treated the same. Whether you're buying a $10 item or you're buying a $10,000 building, you're treated the same.
Details online at ClassicMetalInc.com.
Hi, this is Randy Ligon of Ligon Realty and Auction Company, wishing the Cyclones much success in tonight's state high school football championship game. For details on our real estate, jewelry, and equipment auctions, go online to theligoncompany.com. Gotta go.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Kristen Franks with her daughter, Morgan.
It has so much to offer for everybody.
I love all the programs that you can do at the Y.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
This is Buffy with Tom's Body Shop. Having a wreck is never fun. Tom's Body Shop will handle filing your insurance claim and even help secure a rental car for you. Tom's is a direct repair facility for most insurance companies, but if not, we can still assist you with repairing your car. 324-3455.
The The 3A state championship is in the books. The Chester Cyclones are the state champions for the first time in 55 years. My name is Chris Miller. He is Gene Knight. Brown Simpson is on the sideline. And Gene, just an amazing performance by both squads. It was a great game. It came down right to the end, and the Chester defense answered the bell. You look at it, what they faced, their backs against the wall. Dillon's got a first and 10 at the 11 with plenty of time. They stopped them on four downs.
Yeah, again, give that credit up front to those guys putting a lot of pressure. And then in that defensive backfield, too, Terrence Mills, Javonte Jackson, the linebacker, Stan Mills, and Octavian Minter, Zion Mills, Felik Brown, and Dorian Sticky Fingers Bagley, who caught a touchdown pass tonight. Felik Brown with a couple of touchdowns tonight, running the football. But the Chester defense tonight was the difference, as they got the turnovers and turned away the Dillon Wildcats time after time. And that, you know, when you do that, when that kind of thing happens to a team gets frustrated, and you could tell the frustration coming out very heavily at the end on the Dillon Wildcats. But hey, Dillon will be back, I guarantee you. The Wildcats will be back. They've got a great football team, a young football team. They will be back with a lot of good firepower. So you know, Dillon Wildcats fans, don't get too upset, because you're team will come back very strong next year, I'm sure.
And great individuals like Shamar McCullum and Corian Wright going to graduate from this Dillon team. They won a couple state championships during their time here, but you look at their time. Okay. They still have guys like Nigel George, their second-leading rusher, a freshman. Nemo Squire, a freshman. Their quarterback, Lester, a junior. So a lot of great talent coming back for the Wildcats. Very likely they're going to be in the same situation again, flipping the script to Chester. Coach Victor Floyd arrived back for his second tenure 4 years ago. Had a group of 11 seniors. We saw him down at the press conference. These were the guys he said stuck it out. He kind of cleaned house when he arrived to change the program and said, look, if you got those freshmen, if you guys hang with me, you're going to see great things happen. He said at the press conference, you know, look, I thought we might be here, but I'm glad to see that it happened. And the impressive thing to me about Chester is they weren't just happy to be here. They came to win the football game, and they did it tonight.
Well, Coach, you know, he talked about it with us when we in the pregame. He talked about how they were focused, how before they kind of let the town and everything kind of get inside their heads. But these young men were focused. They came down here with a seriousness. We saw them during the game, the previous game between Myrtle Beach and Greer. They were sitting all together in the stands. They were just one group all together and really focused on what they needed to do. And it started out great. I mean, the opening kickoff, Wright returns it to the Dillon 49-yard line. First play from scrimmage. Felik Brown goes 49 yards for a touchdown. And all of a sudden, Chester's up 13-0 after another touchdown. And Dillon is trying to catch their breath and trying to catch up with them. So, again, a lot of credit goes to Coach Floyd. And I just want to say this. I started my broadcasting career doing Chester Cyclones games with Carlisle Roddy. After 36 years, it's great to be here and experience the Chester Cyclones getting a state championship, like we said, for the first time in 55 years. This has been a very special season for the folks of Chester. And I want to say one more thing. All the Chester Cyclone fans that are hearing us tonight, if you can get to Chester tonight, you ought to go back to the high school and welcome these young men back, because they have done a tremendous job of bringing the community together and doing a lot of successful things at a time when there's not a lot of great things going on in young people's lives. But these young men, their dedication, like you said, these 11 young men have done a tremendous job of bringing the entire town and the community of Chester together.
Bring Brown Simpson into the mix. Brown, you've been a guy that's followed football in this area. You know these communities. What does this mean to Chester?
Well, I think this means so much to the city of Chester and to Chester County for the Chester Cyclones to come away with the victory tonight right in front of Coach Jackie Hayes. He's got to be disappointed for the Dillon Wildcats, but I just heard him say, we'll be back next year, and I promise you this, he's got a great program, and the Dillon Wildcats, they're in it year in and year out, and what a class act he is. But, Chris, I tell you what, we saw a tremendous game tonight. I don't think there was a loser on the field tonight at all, because Dillon and Chester laid it all out, and I tell you what a football game it was. This will be one I will remember for a long, long time. And to me, this is what high school athletics is all about. You got to love it. Back to you guys.
And, you know, that's the thing, too, Gene. So many times in state championships you see blowouts. I can't tell you how many times we've been down here broadcasting games and they've been one-sided. Very rarely do you get a game that comes down to the final play because you get two teams typically that never play each other. Depending on how the playoffs shake out, sometimes it's a much better team going against them. Maybe the state championship was played the week before and not really that week. But here tonight I think we saw the two best teams in 3A without a doubt.
Yeah, and I think 3A football is a really good level of competition because you have guys that have to go both ways. Mm-hmm. And that's what you saw with both of these teams tonight. You saw a lot of guys, like Brown just said, a lot of these guys have left it all out on the field tonight. And that's what athletics is all about, giving it all. And at the end of the day, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose, but you learn from each experience, and that makes you a better person in life.
Of course, the Chester Cyclones, 34-28, they are the state champions. They complete the unthinkable, 15-0, and they played some really good football teams. You know, we talk about 3A. They're not just a good 3A football team. They're one of the top teams in the state because
they battled,
and they played a 5A football team in Rock Hill and beat them. So, I mean, they and Rock Hill was a good football team, making the second round of the playoffs and winning Region 3 5A. So
winning the city championship, WRHI city championship against South Point and Northwestern. That's no small feat. And for Chester to beat Rock Hill the way they did showed how good a football team they were.
So I think I'd match Chester up with just about any team in the state.
Yes, sir.
And that goes for Dylan as well. Of course, we want to thank all you guys that listened in tonight, not just tonight, but all season long, all the fans that were reaching out to us on Facebook, having a good time with that. And what a broadcast season it's been for us at the OTS Sports Network. From we started out with the WRHI Football City USA kickoff and once again leading to the state championship to see the Cyclones win their first in 55 years. What a great night for high school football. It was moved up a night early, but I can tell you that did not affect the people from Chester. They were here and out in force.
Absolutely. And just an honor to be here. I appreciate you asking me to be a part of this. It was really special. And what a great way to end the 2018 season with a state champion once again.
We'll go down to Brown Simpson. Any final words from you, Brownie?
I'll echo the same thing Gene said. What a fantastic season it's been, the 2018 season, Chris. And I tell you what, you cap it off with being able to cover this football game for Chester and Dylan. What a game it was, and honored to call it, be on the sideline tonight, and work with two professionals like you and Gina.
Well, see, Gina and I got the opportunity to be indoors. It's getting pretty chilly out there. Yeah. Brown's down there, and you need to
get out those Gamecock gloves.
That's where I was going. See, Brown didn't come prepared. You know, we got to tell you about Brown. Brown is a Clemson fan, and Brown, I got your mic on, so you can chime in when you want.
Easy, guys, easy.
And we get out of my truck, and Brown says, "Man, anybody got any gloves?" I said, "I do." They got Gamecock.
I knew it was coming.
And he said, "You know, look, I don't mind." And you even had a Georgia hat he could use if he wanted to, because Brown's challenged in the hair department.
Now hold it, I didn't put those Gamecock gloves on just to let everybody know that.
Yeah. Well, this is radio; they can't see you, so
that'd been like holy water to a vampire. It just burned right your hands up, wouldn't it?
Well, Brown, wonderful job all season
long. Thanks, Brown. Enjoyed it, man.
And especially tonight, we'll see Brown as he makes his way back up here. But, Gina, as always, a great opportunity to broadcast a game with you.
Absolutely.
And I want to thank everyone back at Broadcast House for making this season possible. All of our advertisers that stepped up to sponsor this special broadcast. All the advertisers all season long. I want to thank Steven Stone, Joel Talley, Collins Janis, Emily Garcia, who's back making us sound good tonight. And, of course, Alan Miller and Manning Kimmel, who make this possible every year so guys like us can enjoy football.
And Chuck Robinson? No, Chuck Roberts.
Chuck Roberts, that's it. Chuck Roberts, yes. And again, all the broadcasters that give up their Friday nights all season long to make this fun. I mean, it's fun, it's enjoyable, but most importantly, we appreciate you, the fans, for listening in.
Absolutely.
Because we need all the fans to go and tell the sponsors you heard, "Hey, heard you on the radio," because if you do that, we continue to be able to bring you great broadcasts. So, once again, for Gene Knight, for Brown Simpson, for Emily Garcia back at Broadcast House, the final score, the Chester Cyclones 34, the Dillon Wildcats 28. The Cyclones are the 3A state champions for the first time in 55 years. You've been listening to the 3A state championship powered by Hospitality Heating and Air on the OTS Sports Network.